Right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm back. Took some time off. Went overseas, went to Europe, went to Lithuania. Some Germany action. But now I am back right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Of course, you know me as the producer of the Mason Martinez Midday Show, the host of the Walking Off podcast on 97.5thefanatic.com. But tonight, no Phillies talk. We are going Sixers and Eagles tonight, and I'll get to both topics for you in a minute. And I also have some Fan Fest tickets to give away. We'll get into that later on in this segment. But all show long, I want you to jump on the phone, 610-632-0975, especially for you, the people who will be upset with me tonight. Because right now, like I do every other show, I put out a poll about 30 minutes before the start of each show. Because I want to sort of get an idea of what people are thinking about, how people feel about certain topics. And the poll that we have on tonight, where you can find it on the station's Twitter account, at 975TheFanatic. The question reads, with all of the moves that the Sixers have made so far this offseason, how do you think their season will play out in 2018-19? The four options: lose in the first round, win the first round, reach the conference finals, reach the NBA finals. Obviously, I don't have missed the playoffs as one of the options, because there's no way the Sixers will drop from being the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs last year to missing the playoffs. That's not going to happen. But when I look at the people voting reach the conference finals, I start to shake my head a little bit, because I think there's a little blind faith in terms of the people answering on this Twitter poll. Again, how far will the Sixers get come playoff time in the 2018-19 season? I know it's July 21st. There's still a lot of time to go. The Sixers could make another move here and there. They still have some areas. They can sign somebody to a mid-level deal. I still have Jamal Crawford on the mind. There's still a lot that the Sixers can do. Nothing big. They're not going to get Kawhi Leonard. We know that. He's going to Toronto. They're not getting LeBron. He's already out in L.A. L.A. seems to be picking up every other player, every other free agent at this point. So there's still moves that the Sixers can make, but they're small. They're not going to be any moves that are going to push them from being a 3 seed to a 1 seed. That's not going to happen. But when I see the sort of moves that the Sixers have made this year, we talk about the draft, you know, Zaire Smith, Landry Shamet. Are those two players going to push you over the edge from a 3 seed to a 2 seed or to a 1 seed? I don't think so. I'm not ripping the draft. I don't hate the draft. I think they had a pretty good draft. But then again, I look at the trade and I'm thinking, well, Mikal Bridges to me was more NBA ready. And because you haven't moved that 2021 draft pick, what was the point of that trade? I know a lot of people like the athleticism for Zaire Smith, but if we're talking about getting better from the first real year of the Sixers team winning 52 games and being a 3 seed in the playoffs to now year two, the process is done for me. It's now the progress, right? A couple of people named it that last year. So I'm done with the process. I'm in year two of the progress. Joel Embiid has had a full season. Ben Simmons has had a full season. We don't know what the deal is yet with Markelle Fultz, but it's going to be pretty much his rookie year. Zaire Smith, Landry Shamet, you know, I don't think those are two guys that are going to make you win 10 more games. I don't think 52 wins to 60 wins because of those two guys. Now, of course, you made the trade for Wilson Chandler. Furkan Korkmaz is probably going to get minutes this year. Mike Muscala is going to get backup center minutes. But then you lost guys like Ersan Ilyasova, Marco Bellinelli, Rashawn Holmes, TLC, Justin Anderson. And none of those guys are superstars. None of them give you a big three. You still have Embiid and Simmons. Add Sharch. You have the return of Markelle Fultz coming. So you still have that main core. But when I look at the additions, when I look at the subtractions, has this Sixers team gotten any better from last year? And I'm not ripping the front office, but to me, the point of the offseason, unless you are about to start tanking, the point of the offseason is to get better. It is to bring in players to get better. Unless you are a team like the Sixers were years ago when they were getting rid of players so they could tank and they can get Ben Simmons, they can get Joel Embiid. That's one side of it. But if you, to me, are trying to get better, the offseason is where you do that. I'm not killing the Sixers for not getting LeBron. I'm not killing the Sixers for not getting Kawhi. But there were other players out there available that I thought they should have made a push to get, and they didn't. So I look at the additions. I look at the subtractions. To me, I don't think the Sixers are any better than what they were last year. To me, they are still about a 52-win team, right? Maybe around that same area. Maybe they can win a couple more games because last year they were young. They made some mistakes. Maybe they get to 55 wins. Maybe they get to 56 wins. But I look at the Twitter poll right now, and 46% of the 600 votes, just under half, are saying that the Sixers will reach the conference finals in the Eastern Conference. 33% are with me, well, they will win the first round. 14% lose in the first round. 7% reach the NBA Finals. 46% of Sixers fans are saying that they will reach the conference finals. So that means 46% of you say that they will take a step in the positive direction from where they were last year. But how can you say that? How can you say the Sixers will go from the second round to the Eastern Conference Finals when they have to face against either a team like Toronto, who now is Kawhi Leonard, or the Boston Celtics, who will get Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward back, and everybody loves to battle back with, well, Ben Simmons will have a full year under his belt, Joel Embiid will have a full year under his belt. Well, Terry Rozier's got a year under his belt now. Jason Tatum has a year under his belt. Jaylen Brown has another year under his belt. So I don't think the Celtics fall off. I think they only get better. The Toronto Raptors. DeMar DeRozan, he was a good player. I like DeMar DeRozan. But Kawhi Leonard is an upgrade. Now, if he sits out, of course, that's a bit of a problem. But I can't see a guy sitting out a second year in a row who's trying to get a max contract somehow. How is a team going to say, yes, we'll give you a max contract? As talented as he is, missing two straight years because he's petty? No, I don't think that gives you a max contract anywhere. So Toronto has improved big time with a superstar. Boston has improved because they're getting two stars back from injury. The Sixers, I liked what they did this offseason. Again, I'm not ripping the offseason. But when I think of an offseason, I think of trying to get better. And they just made small moves. It's not going to hurt the team. I still think they finished in the third seed. That's where they were last year. They might have made a couple moves and a couple years under their belts of Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. Maybe that gets them to 55, 56 wins. But to me, that's still just a three seed. And because they're a three seed, they will have to face either Toronto or Boston in the second round. And right now, as it's stacked up, I don't think the Sixers can beat any of those two teams in a seven-game series. It'll be more... what's the word I'm looking for? It'll be more competitive. They're not going to lose in five games like they did last year in Boston. I don't think that's the case. But if it goes seven games, game seven, and it's not going to be in Philadelphia because they won't be the higher seed, it'll be in Toronto or Boston, I can't help but say right now they're not there yet. And again, I'm not killing the process. I'm not killing the progress. They are a good team. They are set for a dominant future. But when I look at this offseason and I look at how Sixers fans are reacting and saying that the moves that they have made have been enough to get them to the Eastern Conference Finals, I don't see that to be the case. 610-632-0975. Also, Eagles topic related. I am now looking at Twitter nonstop every day because it's been the crazy season with the NBA free agency. You see all these trades being made. And every time the Sixers don't land someone, or in the Phillies case, when they did not land Manny Machado, I saw a lot of Philadelphia fans tweet, well, at least the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I'm happy that the Eagles won the Super Bowl too. I'm still celebrating it. I'm still watching the game. I'm sure it'll be on again right before the regular season starts, and I'll watch it again when they beat the Patriots. But what I want to ask from Eagles fans tonight, how are you acting as a fan heading into the 2018-19 season for the Philadelphia Eagles? Are you going in there content? Are you going in there saying, well, you know what? If they go 11-5, 12-4, but they lose in the first or second round, or if they don't get a bye in round one, but they lose in round two, I'm okay. They won the Super Bowl. Let's say Carson Wentz isn't ready for week one against the Atlanta Falcons. And Nick Foles goes out there and doesn't win. And the Eagles start 0-1. Are you going to be there as an Eagles fan saying, ah, you know what? They won the Super Bowl. I'm pretty content about that. I want to ask from Eagles fans, how are you going into this next season, 2018-19? Because I'm ready to get right back to where I was heading into the 2017-18 season. I'm ready to go right back, this time with higher expectations, because at first, my expectations were not a Super Bowl. They were a 9-7 team making the playoffs and probably losing the first round. But what happened last year was incredible. It was magic. They went 13-3, had a first-round bye, won the Super Bowl. Something that a lot of people did not believe would happen, including me. Even with Nick Foles as the quarterback. Yes, they get Carson Wentz back. But I'm coming back into this season hungry and ready for more. I'm not ready to sit back and say and tweet if they get bounced in the first round, well, at least they won the Super Bowl last year. I'm ready to get right back into it as if the Eagles never won the Super Bowl before. So how are you as an Eagles fan going into this next season? Where are you standing? Are you ready to scream and yell and want more wins? If Doug Peterson makes a mistake in week two, are you going to call him out for it? Or are you just going to sit back and say, well, you know what? He was the head coach of the team that won the Super Bowl last year. I'm happy. I'm okay with that. Go ahead. I'm not saying we should call out people and try to get people fired. I'm not saying that. But right now, going into the 2018-19 season, where is your head as an Eagles fan? 610-632-0975. Let's go to Matt in Haddon Heights. We'll kick things off with some Sixers talk. Matt, you're a 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, South Genius. What's going on, man?
What's up, Matt?
So, there's a little bit of a flaw in your poll just from the standpoint of if you're really going to talk about where the Sixers rank in the East to me, I think you just got to go, like, what number do they finish in terms of record? Because they could get to the Eastern Conference Finals by just default that, the Celtics and Toronto Raptors play each other in the second round.
But that's not going to happen. I truly believe that the Raptors and the Celtics will be 1-2 like they were last year. And if that's the case, they won't face each other until the Eastern Conference Finals. So that means the Sixers would have to face either Toronto or Boston to get to the Eastern Conference Finals in round two. And right now, I truly believe that I don't think they can beat either of those teams. So that's why the poll, I thought about doing that, the seeding one, but I'm sure a lot of people would have said 2 or 1 anyway. So I'd rather go with, where do you think you're going to be in the playoffs? Now, what do you think? You might call out my poll, go ahead. What do you think about this current poll? What is your answer?
Well, so the problem I have in general with the whole concept of this is that the NBA season is an 82-game season, and you saw how the Sixers projected themselves over the past season. So for you to say this early on that they can't finish 1 or 2 to me just doesn't, there's not a qualifying thing to me other than the fact that Kyrie Irving and Kawhi Leonard are top 6 players in the NBA. That doesn't mean that.
Yeah, but Matt, what did you see? But Matt, what did you see this offseason to make you think that the Sixers are a better team? I understand it's July 21st, Matt. I get it. You can call me out for doing a bad job all you want, but it's July 21st. I'm asking the question, with what the Sixers have done this offseason, have you seen them improve as a team?
I've seen them improve defensively, yes.
All right, well, there you go, Matt. I appreciate the phone call, 610-632-0975. You don't like the poll, you don't like the topic, then why'd you call in? The Sixers, to me, are not that much of a better team than where they were last year. Wilson Chandler, I like him as a basketball player. I liked Ersan Ilyasova. He's gone. Do I like Ersan Ilyasova for 3 years and $21 million? No, I was not paying Ersan Ilyasova that. I don't care about TLC. I don't care about Justin Anderson, Rashawn Holmes. I thought if you gave him more minutes, maybe we see a better Rashawn Holmes. But you already have a big group of centers now. You have Embiid, you have Muscala, you have Amir Johnson. So pretty much one of them had to go. It's no surprise that it was Rashawn Holmes. He didn't have the guaranteed contract. You made the move, you got money for it. Awesome. But when you look at the additions and the subtractions of this team, there was no big move that pushes the Sixers to the next step. And again, I'm going to repeat myself. I'm not saying that the process is terrible, like that it was a waste. They have Ben Simmons. They have Joel Embiid. I'm very happy that they brought back J.J. Redick. Markelle Fultz, who I've been saying time and time again, you cannot call a bust yet. He's going to play. and I'm sure he's going to put up some decent numbers this year. But then again, he is pretty much a rookie this year. What are you playing, 14 games last year? That's not enough for you to say he is ready for his second year in the NBA. To me, that little amount of games pretty much just makes me consider him a rookie again this year. Even though technically, as soon as you play 1 second in the NBA, you're no longer a rookie. That few games does not make me say, all right, this guy has NBA experience and he's ready to go. No, he's going to step on that court, and unless he's playing alongside other rookies, he's going to look like a rookie. And Ben Simmons is going to be the ball dominant guy, bringing the ball up the court. Plays are going to be made for Joel Embiid and J.J. Redick. There's going to be times where we see Markel Fultz thrive when Simmons and Embiid are on the bench. So when I sit here and you try to say, well, they're getting Markel Fultz, that's pretty much an addition. Yeah, you're right. But he's going to have to go through the growing pains of being in the NBA. So, with what has happened this offseason for the Sixers, 610-632-0975, how do you think their season will play out in 2018-19? And the reason why I say this is because I want to give Sixers fans a sense of urgency. Matt was upset that I'm talking about this on July 21st, but here's the thing. People are sitting back and getting content, just like I talked about with the Eagles fans. People are sitting back and saying everything is good. Everything is great. Everything's fine. Yes, the future is very bright for the Sixers. But when I sit here and we had talks of LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, and none of those guys are here, and now all of a sudden we have Mike Muscala and Wilson Chandler, and people are trying to tell me that the Sixers will reach the NBA Eastern Conference Finals, that means they took a step in the positive direction. But with what has happened so far this offseason, how can you say that? Again, it's dropped a little bit, but it's now 44% of the people. The majority of the voters are saying the Sixers will reach the Eastern Conference Finals this year, and 7% are saying they will reach the NBA Finals this year. So 51% of the voters, now just under 700, are saying that the Sixers will either reach the Eastern Conference Finals or as far as the NBA Finals. They didn't do enough this offseason for me to say they will take a big step in the positive direction. Yes, I think they will reach the second round of the playoffs. I don't think they will lose in five games like they did to Boston this past playoffs. They maybe go 6 or 7 games against Boston again or against Toronto. But they're not ready to win. They're just not there yet. But other people think that they actually are. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Earl in Cherry Hill. Earl, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, how are you? Great show.
Thanks, Earl.
So I listen to Jerry West a lot over the years, and he always said the same thing is, are your stars going to become superstars? And you got four guys, like you're pointing out, that we don't know how good they're going to be.
Well, I think they're all going to improve, Earl. I mean, Simmons is going to get better. I'm sure he will have somewhat of a jump shot next year. Joel Embiid has played a full season, so he's going to have more in-game shape, and he'll be able to stay on the court longer. Dario Šarić, I think, has improved every single year, so you know what? I think he's going to get better. Markel Fultz, it's not going to be hard for him to be better than last year, obviously. So I think they will all improve, but are they going to make this step from being, you know, top 30 players into top 15, top 10? Embiid's probably top 15 at this point, but I can't say that Simmons is there yet.
Totally agree. We don't know. We don't know how good they're going to be. I mean, now, if we had Covington, because he is already in his prime, we have four players that are not even near their prime, because the prime starts years 4, 6, 4, 5, 6. That sound fair?
Yes.
So, to your point, we don't know how good they're going to be.
Yeah, Earl, and I appreciate the phone call, man. Again, 610-632-0975. I'm not saying that these guys aren't going to have bright futures. I didn't say that once. I think they will improve. I think that core of Simmons, Embiid, Šarić, and Markel Fultz will all improve. But again, you look at last year's roster and you look at this year's roster, and it's not much different. There's a couple new faces, but these new faces are not players that are going to push you over the edge. You look at the other players on the team that were here last year, that are here again this year. You know, J.J. Redick, okay, we know what J.J. Redick is. Amir Johnson, we know what Amir Johnson is. Robert Covington, who knows what Robert Covington's going to do? Is he going to have two great months like he did last year and then fall off the face of the earth again? To me, this Sixers team is not built to take the next step to reach the Eastern Conference Finals. And yet, 44% of this Twitter poll right now state that the Sixers will reach the Eastern Conference Finals, and I'm not there yet. 610-632-0975. Also, the Eagles topic on the day. How are you going into this next season as a fan? I don't want to sit back and be content just because they won a Super Bowl last year. As much as I love the fact that the Eagles won the Super Bowl, as much as I think they will improve now that Carson Wentz is coming in as the starting quarterback, I don't want you as the fan base of the Eagles to just say, well, they won the Super Bowl last year. I'm okay. I'm cool. That's good. Everything's dandy. I was talking to Dee Lynam before she was done, before she was off air during one of the commercial breaks, and we were talking about how there's pretty much a lack of Eagles conversation right now, and that's because everything's good. Carson Wentz seems to be on pace to be ready for week one. If he's not ready for week one, I'm sure he'll be ready for week two. Nigel Bradham, he's missing one game. Everybody seems to be healthy. Like, it seems like everything is good for the Eagles. But I just don't want Eagles fans to not think highly of the team this year. Eitan Shander earlier today asked, is it a Super Bowl or bust season? I agree with him. It is Super Bowl or bust. It is. How can you not say that? If you think this roster is better than it was last year, the team that won the Super Bowl, and to me, they get much better because they get their starting quarterback back. The Eagles are Super Bowl or bust this year. So that's why I'm going into this season hungry for more, and I'm not content anymore. I'm not just sitting back and saying all is good because training camp is a week away. We're almost there. It's almost time for football again. 610-632-0975, Sixers and Eagles topics on the table. And on the other side, I'm going to let you know about your ways, your chances to win FanFest tickets. I have four pairs of FanFest tickets to give away. I'll tell you all about FanFest on the other side. It's going to be video game related, but it's for the sports gamers out there. The NBA 2K, Madden, MLB The Show, NHL. It's going to be a pretty fun conversation because it's about random players. It's not about the superstars. 610-632-0975. Andrew Salchun is taking you till 10 o'clock right here on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest, Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live with special guest Ben Simmons. Win your tickets only on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You've heard of a cool summer. Isn't it time for a smooth summer? Make a summer cool and smooth and do what I did. Throw out your old razor and switch to Harry's. I'll even make it easy. For a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry's shave set with the code HARRY at harrys.com. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Harry's stands behind the quality of their products. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund for a limited time only. Harry's has a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with the code HARRY at harrys.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, the weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and the travel cover, all for just $3, plus free shipping when you use the code HARRY at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use the code HARRY at checkout to claim your offer.
Hi, this is Jim Lampley. Every sport has a champion. Every champion has a journey. Every journey has a story. Check out what's coming up on HBO.
After a spectacular HBO debut this past May, undefeated champion Jaime Munguia returns to defend his junior middleweight title against Liam Smith on HBO Boxing After Dark. But first, Alberto Explosivo Machado defends his super featherweight title against Rafael Mensa, live Saturday, July 21st at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Then, Real Sports with Brian Gumbel profiles Los Angeles Rams head coach Sean McVay, who in 2017 became the youngest head coach in modern NFL history and led the Rams to their first playoff berth since 2004. Tuesday, July 24th at 10 p.m. Plus, it's a night of light heavyweight title show downs on HBO World Championship Boxing as two-time world champion Sergey Crusher Kovalev defends his belt against undefeated leader Storm Alvarez and undefeated Dimitri Bivol defends his title against Isaac Chalumba live Saturday, August 4th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific only on HBO.
For all the stories, there's only one arena, HBO Sports.
This 97.5 The Fanatic Golf Report is brought to you by the BMW Championship. The Golf Association of Philadelphia's 11th Annual Brewer Cup, presented by Callaway Golf, took place last week at Old York Road Country Club. In the senior division, it was Overbrook's Ray Thompson winning his third Brewer Cup, completing the Senior Slam, beating six-time Senior Player of the Year Chip Lutz. In the Super Senior division, no surprises there, as five-time Player of the Year Don Donatoni from White Manor won his fifth Brewer Cup in 6 years. Respective qualifying medalists were recent Warner Cup champ Glenn Smeraglio with a 68 and Robin McCool with a 70. For the Fanatic, I'm Mike Rose.
It all comes down to that one moment.
Dustin Johnson, the winner of the BMW Championship.
Your favorite players, the top 70 in the world, will compete in the BMW Championship as the PGA Tour playoffs come to Arana Mint Golf Club, September 2018.
Jason Day is on top of the world.
Don't miss your shots.
Zach Johnson, your BMW champion.
Exclusive ticket packages are now available. Visit BMWChampionship.com today.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to Readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from, in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers hard to find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to Readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%, get convenient, fast delivery, and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to Readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to Readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's Readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
Sabre Systems knows you want your business to run seamlessly and as fast and securely as possible for your customers. That's why Sabre has launched Sabre On Point to support business and organizations of all sizes. Sabre On Point specializes in cloud technology, cyber solutions, and data analytics to help you grow your business, reduce expenses, and most of all, keep it secure. Ask for a free consultation today at SabreOnPoint.com. That's S-A-B-R-E OnPoint.com.
This is Anthony Gargano. I want to tell you about the best cooler out there, Arctic Coolers. They're not your cheap plastic coolers. They are premium coolers that can keep your ice cold up to 10 days. That's right, 10 days. Order now. Save up to 60% versus the competition. All drinkware, now 20% off, including their popular 30-ounce tumblers, gallon jugs, and new sport bottles, which keeps ice cold for 24-plus hours. Not available in stores, only available online at ArcticCoolers.com, R-T-I-C, Coolers.com, Arctic Coolers, overbuilt, not overpriced.
Hi, this is Armin from Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac, proudly sponsoring the British Open coverage on 97.5 The Fanatic. Shop 24/7 at ShopArmin.com. That's ShopArmin.com, closer than you think.
Sports talk for Haynesport and all of Burlington County. 97.5 The Fanatic.
.729 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew Salchunas taking you until 10 o'clock. Stay dry out there. This weather. I tell you what, I play in a Sunday baseball league. I'm not going to get into that because nobody cares. It seems like it's rained every single Saturday night this entire year, this entire summer. I mean, we're supposed to be in the playoffs right now. We still got like six more regular season games to play. This damn rain is driving me insane. 610-632-0975. Sixers, Eagles topics on the table, but I tease this going into the break. I'm going to let you know how you can win FanFest tickets today. And of course, FanFest will be held on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. And the only way you can get tickets is to win, whether it's a ticket rate online, when somebody opens up the contest line, or in this case, when we do a little contest on the air. And of course, Ben Simmons will be at FanFest. Stay tuned for info on how you can meet Ben and get a pick with him. Brought to you by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. And FanFest is presented by Tropicana Atlantic City. Experience more this summer at Tropicana Atlantic City. So I put out a tweet the other night. It was actually the night of the MLB All-Star game. And I was sort of thinking about my glory days when I would stay up till 3 in the morning and not drinking alcohol or anything else, but playing video games with my friends. And I thought about the random players on MLB The Show that I was really good with. And then it got me thinking about NBA 2K and Madden and NHL and just these players that aren't superstars in real life, but you are just so dominant with them in video games. So tonight, all show long, I'm going to ask Pat Egan, who's producing the show tonight, who he was just randomly good with. If you call in 610-632-0975 and give a name of a player, a random player that you were really good with, and I'll give you mine right now. In MLB The Show, I don't even know if you guys remember who Willie Tavares is. Willie Tavares, I guarantee you he was probably a career 260 hitter. I'm going to look up his numbers right now. 274. He had a total of 8 home runs in his career, but he was fast as lightning. So in video games, all you have to do is drop the bunt or slap the single. You steal second, you steal third, you sack fly, Willie Tavares scores, and he's the MVP. Willie Tavares was somebody I was just randomly dominant with in MLB The Show. And in NBA 2K, Eddie House. Yes, the Eddie House that really only came off the bench to shoot threes. That guy. Like, I could average 25, 30 points a game with Eddie House. In his career, he averaged 7.5 a game. And he was a career 39% shooter from three. So that's sort of what we're going to get into tonight on the side. And that's your chance to win FanFest tickets. If you just give me a random name or a random name of a player that you were just really good with in any of these sports video games that you played. Any game, MLB, NHL, NBA or Madden. I was really good with Tavares Jackson, the quarterback in Madden. So, Pat, do you have a player? I know I'm sort of bringing this up to you last minute. Was there a player in any of the sports games that you were just really good with that they're not a superstar in real life? I'm not saying I want you to call in and say, oh, I'm good with LeBron. Well, no, duh, I'm good with LeBron, too. Was there a player that you have in mind, Pat?
Oh, yeah. 2005 MVP baseball, Gavin Floyd. Was basically
you mean
Chris
former
Sale.
Philly Gavin
oh, yeah.
Floyd.
He was basically Chris Sale. I threw at least 5 no hitters. He would average probably 12 strikeouts a game. Dominant with him. Madden 2002. James Thrash won 2 MVP awards.
No way.
I swear to God, set records because I would throw to him every time.
So Gavin Floyd and James Thrash. Gavin Floyd, in case you guys want to know, is a career 74 wins, 76 loss pitcher with an ERA. Over 4. But Pat Egan, my producer tonight, has thrown 5 no-hitters with Gavin Floyd in a video game. So that is your chance to win FanFest tickets. Give me the random player that you were just really good with in video games, and I'll get you in the mix for the tickets. 610-632-0975. But the main topic of discussion, Eagles-related, how are you entering this season as a fan? I don't want you to be content. I don't want you to just go out there and say the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I am okay with that. I don't care what happens this year. No, you know what? I'm saying Super Bowl or bust this year. I'm saying Super Bowl or bust this year. And the Sixers topic, here's the poll at 975 The Fanatic. With all the moves that the Sixers have made so far this offseason, how do you think their season will play out in 2018-19? The 4 options, lose in the first round, win the first round, reach the conference finals, or reach the NBA finals. 44% of the almost 800 votes of the people are saying that the Sixers will reach the conference finals. What have you seen the Sixers do this offseason to make you think that they will take a step from winning round 2 and reaching the Eastern Conference Finals? Or reaching the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm not there. I think the Sixers pretty much make a little improvement in terms of wins on the season. They had 52 wins last year. Maybe they get to 55, 56 this year. They hold off on losing those last second games or the fourth quarter blow-ups like they had last year. But if Toronto is the 1 seed and Boston's the 2 seed or vice versa, and the Sixers are the 3 seed, they have to face one of those 2 teams in round 2. And I don't think that they are there yet to beat any of those 2 teams. So I think they win round 1, and that's it. 34% of the people agree with me there. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Landon in Philly. Landon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, man, how's it going?
What's up, Landon?
Hey, so my argument isn't that the Sixers made a drastic improvement. It's that the rest of the East didn't get any better. Toronto is going to take time for Kawhi to work his way back into his, top form coming off the injury. Same thing with the guys from Boston. I think we can get the 1 seed this year.
You think they're going to get the 1 seed because Kawhi hasn't played in a year, but Kawhi's a top 5 player. And because Kyrie Irving missed half the season and Gordon Hayward missed all the season, Kyrie Irving probably a top 10 player and Gordon Hayward maybe not a good defender, but a very good shooter. So you think those 2 teams are going to take steps back because they are trying to mold their players back into their form? I don't think I can say that, Landon.
if we're talking regular season, you got to give at least a couple games at the beginning, maybe 15, 20, to those guys working their way back.
Yeah, but those guys are stars, Landon. Like, it's not like it's Marcus Smart trying to get back into form. Like, those guys are superstars. The only thing for me in terms of Boston is they're going to have to figure out how to play with those guys again because they did pretty well without Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward. That's my only thought as to how they could take a slight step back. But just because Kawhi didn't play last year is going to make me think, oh, it's going to take some time for him to get ready and the Raptors to get ready. Joel Embiid missed, what, three seasons before he played? And you saw how dominant he was.
But is Kawhi even committed to Toronto?
Well, that's a good question. There has been that report that he's threatening to sit out again this year. But in terms of making an investment on yourself, I can't see Kawhi Leonard sitting out a second season and trying to make a big contract next year. I just can't see it. Like, I feel like he has to play this year.
Understandable, but you got to think, a guy like LeBron James is looking for stars. He's not out there looking to play with Lance Stephenson.
No.
That's not his legacy. He wants Kawhi, and Paul George is locked up long term. Who else is he looking at next year?
Yeah, I hear you, Landon, and I appreciate the phone call. But again, it's in Kawhi Leonard's case. If Kawhi Leonard wants to make hundreds of millions of dollars, even though, you know what, I'm sure some team is going to be willing to pay regardless, even if he does play or not this year, I just feel, maybe it's just me being a guy in radio who doesn't make that much money, hoping that maybe Kawhi Leonard is going to fight for his worth next year. So that's why I don't see Kawhi Leonard sitting out a second straight year if he's demanding a big contract. If I'm a team and Kawhi Leonard comes up to me and says, hey, I know I've sat out 2 years, but here I want, you know, this max contract, I'm going to laugh in his face. I'm going to say, no, we want you, but we're not giving you that max deal. But then again, the Lakers are the Lakers. They have the money. They have LeBron James as the part-time GM, so they'll probably go after him anyway. 610-632-0975, Rodriguez in Middletown. What up, Rodriguez?
How you doing, sir?
What's up, man?
Como esta?
Oh, we lost Rodriguez. Call back, man. Call back. Let's go to Dom and on I-76. Dom, what's going on?
Hey, what up, Andrew? How you doing, bro?
What's up, Dom?
Not much. Just circling back on your Kawhi point real quick. I read a report. I think he's buying in this season. He was taking pictures of Masai Ujiri and stuff up there. He's definitely going to play this season. He's going to buy in this season and at least try to produce and, you know, get his numbers up. But
I could not see him sitting out another year. It makes no sense.
Exactly. And circling back to your Sixers point, Andrew, we're the same age, so I think this is why we see eye to eye on this. I really do believe this offseason was kind of a bust because we look at the draft this year, look at the top 10 players. They all look like they're going to be producing, maybe the top 12. They all look like they're going to be producing this year. And, you know, every decade when it comes to the NBA draft, it's always a class that produce, that gives the most, you know, players in the league, stars and role players. And I think this year was that class. And I'm just, you know, kind of down that we missed out on that opportunity.
Yeah, and you know what? And I'm disappointed. I'm a Temple guy, so you know I'm telling the truth here. I'm disappointed that they did trade Mikal Bridges. I was not disappointed when I heard the reports that maybe that 2021 draft pick would be used to get, you know, a Kawhi Leonard, or maybe that would be used to get Kawhi, which would then bring in LeBron James. So I wasn't disappointed at that moment. But when I see now that that draft pick has not been moved, what is a 2021 pick going to do for me right now? Right now, I want a guy who is NBA ready. And Mikal Bridges, to me, is more NBA ready than Zaire Smith. Yes, it could pay off 3 years from now, especially if the Heat go into a tank at some point. But right now, I mean, that's 3 years from now. Who knows what's going to happen to the NBA in 3 years?
Exactly, exactly. And imagine if we could have got Kevin Knox mixed into them.
I was a big Kevin Knox guy, but of course Bridges would have been my guy. Dom, I appreciate the phone call, man. 610-632-0975. They didn't have a big offseason. I can't necessarily call it a bust because you look at LeBron going to L.A. and that sort of was probably in the stars. You know what I mean? Like, I think we already knew that LeBron was going to L.A. We just all had these high hopes, and it makes sense for him to come to Philly because you have Simmons and Embiid. The talent here in Philadelphia, to me, is still better than the talent in L.A. if you take LeBron off that team. But he goes out to L.A. It makes sense because of the business and because of the history of the franchise. But no Kawhi, no Paul George, no LeBron. I mean, you got Wilson Chandler and Mike Muscala. Awesome. You drafted Zaire Smith, Landry Shamet. Great. Markelle Fultz, yeah, you're getting him this year. but this is pretty much a rookie season for him. There's got to be a lot of work for him to grow this season. So I can't say that the Sixers are taking the next step and going to reach the conference finals, even though 44% of the people on the poll tonight think they will. 610-632-0975. Again, FanFest tickets up for grabs. Give me that random player that you're just good with in any sports video game, and I'll put you in the mix. Andrew Salchunas taking you until 10 o'clock right here on The Fanatic.
This is 97.5, The Fanatic. Will Carson Wentz be ready to open the season? Can Doug Peterson have another stellar year calling the offense? Eagles training camp is less than a week away, and we're getting you ready for the season with the biggest names in football. Brian Westbrook, Sal Pal, Adam Schefter, Jaws, Tim McManus, Trey Thomas, and more. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, it's so quiet around here now that Dave has gone back to college.
Yeah, I'm just glad he got a new iPhone when we bought ours at T-Mobile.
Definitely. Hey, let's check out his feed and see what he's up to. Oh, look, here's a photo of him in the library. Oh, he's so studious.
Yeah, and there he is in the quad hanging with his friends. See, he's doing fine.
Oh, look, David just posted a new video. Oh, that's not... That is David.
Yeah.
What is he... Is that safe? Can we still ground him?
No, but maybe we should unfollow him.
It's that time of year when kids head off to college. So join T-Mobile and keep the whole family in touch. Because now when you buy one iPhone 8 and trade in your old phone, you get an iPhone 8 on us after rebate. Visit a T-Mobile store or call 1-800-T-MOBILE today.
If you cancel, remaining balance is due, plus tax for well-qualified buyers. Qualifying trade-in, port-in, service, and finance agreements required. $29.17 a month times 24, total $700. 0% APR, allow 8 weeks.
Hi, I'm Greg Miner. As the founder of a small business, I know firsthand how difficult it can be to manage through cash flow problems. When I tried to borrow money, the banks wouldn't touch me, and I got a lot of fast talk from loan brokers. That's why we founded Merchant Capital Source 10 years ago, to help small business owners like you get the funding you need without getting the runaround. We'll fund your business from $5,000 to $200,000, and because we're a direct lender, there's no middleman to cause delays or cost you money. If you've been in business for 6 months and have sales of at least $15,000 per month, we can approve you within hours and put cash in your account within 3 days. The process is fast and easy, and the best part is that no tax returns, financial statements, or business plans are necessary. Experience the Merchant Capital Source difference and get cash for your business today.
Apply online at mcscash.com or call 800-900-9654. That's 800-900-9654. 800-900-9654.
Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to talk to you about something serious right now. The exploding epidemic of alcohol abuse crippling our community. For those struggling with alcoholism, summer is no longer a time for the beach and barbecues, rather, often a time when the vicious cycle of alcoholism is most apparent. Did you know that an estimated 88,000 people die from alcohol-related causes annually? Alcoholism is a serious, fatal disease. It's time we start addressing it with a serious solution. Recovery Centers of America is here to help you or your loved one break the horrific cycle of alcoholism. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit devonrecoverycenters.com. Recovery Centers of America at Devon admits patients 24/7 and accepts all major insurances. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit devonrecoverycenters.com. They will make arrangements for immediate admission. RCA provides free interventions and admits 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their team of care advocates is standing by right now and they're ready to help you or your loved one get help today. So don't wait. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. Call now.
I'm riled up. The heat is on, and that's when some homeowners can get taken advantage of. When your AC unit breaks down during a heat wave, you need a contractor who will get the job done right. Riley Sales has 50 years in the HVAC business. We know the best. On a budget, not expecting this expense? Duquesne Air Conditioning is the right choice right now. Looking for a high-efficiency system with a service contract? We know the company for you. RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get the job done right.
Audible is making summer a little bit sweeter for Amazon Prime members. For a limited time, you can join for just $4.95 a month for your first 3 months and enjoy the stories you love outdoors. Use the Audible app and take Tom Clancy's Line of Sight to the pool. Or hit the beach with David Baldacci's Fallen. You'll get 1 credit a month good for any audiobook. Exchange any you don't like. Summer is the perfect time for this Prime member offer. Get it now at audible.com/prime.
Score
score big all month long with the best deals at Murray Kia. Head to Murray Kia today and check out the all-new 2018 Kia Stinger. Shop Murray Kia in Conshohocken at murraykia.com. Hurry into Murray for America's best value summer event.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. Someone on their site this year will win a football trip to London, provided by Big Game Travel. Join their Philly fan trip to Nashville on a private charter flight in September. Visit BigGameTravel.com for details.
7:46 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew Salchunas, take you till 10 o'clock. I put out a tweet on the station's account at 97.5 The Fanatic about the random player that you were just really good with, whether it was during your glory days or right now in any of the sports games, the show, 2K, Madden, NHL. If you don't have a chance to call in at 610-632-0975, feel free to answer on that tweet, and I'll start reading them out on air. Because I had some fun during the MLB All-Star game when I put out the tweet. It was just for the baseball game, just for the show. I saw some random names coming in. Like Ross Glode was a name that came in. A guy that was never really a big MLB star. But in the video game, somebody was good with him.
Who would play with Ross Glode?
I'd play with Ross Glode. If you ever did franchise mode and you need a lefty coming off the bench to hit, maybe Ross Glode's your guy.
He was not my guy.
Another guy in the show, Xavier Nady. I was really good with because he had ridiculous numbers against left-handed pitchers in the video game. So you'd hit a home run every time if you were facing a lefty. So Xavier Nady is such a random baseball player that I was good with in the video game.
He was good for a hot minute.
Yeah, for a hot minute. Gavin Floyd, your guy. Me, Eddie House for NBA 2K. So if you want a chance to win FanFest tickets, give that random player that you were really good with and I'll put you in the mix. Let's go to Kevin in New Jersey. Kevin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Andrew, what's going on?
What's up, Kev?
Or nothing. I just wanted to call up to talk about why I believe the Sixers have improved this offseason.
Okay, go ahead.
So my biggest factors would be that our nucleus is made up of, you know, four guys under the age of 25 with Embiid, Simmons, Markel Fultz, and Dario Saric. So, you know, I'd have to believe that, you know, just year-to-year improvements and being around veterans like J.J. Redick and other players that, they're just going to continue to get better.
Yeah, but Kevin, and I agree with you. Like, the Sixers will get better. Even if they don't reach the one seed or the two seed, they are going to be a better team than what they were last year. I think they will have more wins this year. But if you're using that idea as those young guys are going to have another year of experience, they're going to get better, you can say the same thing for the Celtics. You can say that about Jaylen Brown. You can say that about Terry Rozier, Jason Tatum. And they have veteran stars around them.
The only thing is that I wouldn't say any of those guys that you just named were as transcendent of stars as Embiid or Ben Simmons.
Well, Jason Tatum could be. I mean, he played to a level where he could be.
No, he's a really good player. The thing that I was really encouraged about, and I know this is kind of going out on a limb with the Markel Fultz because he's kind of a mystery right now, but Drew Hanlon, I know a lot of people have talked about it. He is like the basketball whisperer. He's done incredible things with guys. The fact that Jason Tatum was a 33% college shooter, three-point shooter, which is a, you know, shorter distance, and then he becomes almost a 40%, you know, three-point shooter in the NBA. What he's done with Embiid, you've seen
he's like the Tom House. Tom House, exactly. The quarterback guru. He's, you know, Drew Hanlon's the shooting guru in the NBA, and I have that confidence too. I never called once Markel Fultz a bust. Never once have I said that. I think he will be a pretty good basketball player, but there is still questions to have, and it's fair to question Markel Fultz because of what happened last year. Now, who's the player that you have?
So I'm going to go with a very random name from my NBA 2K days, would be Sasha Vukovic from the LA Lakers.
No, Sasha Vujovic or what? Yeah.
Vujovic, yeah. He had a really hard release to get down, but once you mastered it, the guy was money from deep.
No, I hear you, man. I'm going to put you in the mix. That's a great one. I appreciate the phone call. I'm going to bring up Sasha's numbers. Sasha Vujovic. Let's see, 5.3 points per game is what he averaged in his career. And he played in 11 seasons. 5.3 points per game in his career. 1.5 rebounds per game, or 1.9, 1.3 assists per game. But Kevin was good with him in 2K. Just like I was dominant with Eddie House, scoring 30 a game. Eddie House averaged 7.5 in his career. If you want to win FanFest tickets, give me that random player that you were really good with. Whether it's right now or in your glory days, I mean, Pat was saying Gavin Floyd from MLB Triple Play, which I believe was a 2005 game. So if Gavin Floyd's one of yours, that would get you in the mix. 610-632-0975. Let's talk to Amir in North Philly. Amir, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic.
I'm good. How you doing?
Great, Amir.
I want to talk about how I think the Eagles should repeat, and also I'll give you that random player.
Okay, go ahead.
So first of all, I'm kind of disappointed in Philly fans, period, about them being satisfied. Like, as much as I hate Boston, all the championships that they have, they expect to win more. It's not like, yeah, we're good, we won one. And not like they want to win more every year. So the fans that been waiting so many years to get this one and now satisfied is kind of disappointed. But so let me ask you a question. What is one of the main reasons why people think that the Green Bay Packers could be a challenge this year?
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, because Aaron Rodgers was out and he came back, right?
Well, he came back for what? The second to last game, and they pretty much got bad. I don't think he played in the last game of the season. Yeah. I could be wrong, but I think once they knew they were out of playoff contention, they just sat in the final game.
Okay, so my point is the probably MVP of the league last year was out. We won the Super Bowl, and he's going to be back. Our best offensive tackle on the offensive lineman is back. Our best linebacker is back. Darren Sproles is one of our best threats. He's back. So, and we bolstered our receiving corps. So I'm not understanding why.
Yeah, Amir, and that's when I opened the show. Like I'm talking about, you know, the Phillies didn't get Manny Machado, the Sixers didn't get LeBron, and all I see is people then respond to tweets every time we say the Sixers didn't get this player or the Phillies didn't get this player. Well, at least the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Well, here's my fear. If the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl this upcoming season, when you think, and I think, their roster is better, if people are just saying, well, at least they won last year, I'm okay. No, I don't want to be content.
I'm not good.
I'm ready to win some. I'm hungry, right? Hungry dogs run faster. That's all we kept on hearing. Well, now I'm hungrier because I got a taste of the meat. I'm ready to keep on winning.
Yeah. Can I give my random play?
Yeah, go ahead, Amir.
And it's kind of weird, and he was total garbage. But the last time I got into, because I'm a Madden guy now, the last time I was into 2K was, man, 2002, 2003, from the Milwaukee Bucks, the center. I think his name was Irvin Johnson. He used to give me at least 20 and 10 each game. I don't know how. That's when they had Sam Cassell, Glenn Robinson, Ray Allen. But he used to kill for me.
Irvin Johnson, let's see, 4.1 points per game, 6 rebounds a game. That's a good one, man. I'm going to put you in the mix. Good call, Amir. 610-632-0975. Irvin Johnson, random player that he was just good with. He probably had double-doubles every single night with Irvin Johnson. Just like Pat Egan was throwing no-hitters with Gavin Floyd, and I was dropping 30 a game with Eddie House. Give me your random player that you were good with, and it can't be a superstar. Like, somebody tweeted in Marshall Faulk for Madden. Well, Marshall Faulk is a Hall of Fame running back, so that's kind of a cheap answer. But then this one guy, Michael L. Shorter, at PhillyFan7683, he tweets in, J.R. Smith was a bleeping cheat code in NBA 2K9. I totally agree. J.R. Smith, whether you were playing as him or the computer was playing against you, the guy just lit up the scoreboard. And in real life, J.R. Smith is a walking meme. There's no way J.R. Smith is going to be averaging 30 points a game. However, he would be in the video game. 610-632-0975. The Sixers, have they taken the next step with what they have done this offseason to reach the conference finals? I say no. I will update you the poll on the other side, so stay right there. Plus, we have 25 minutes of commercial-free radio, so now's a good chance to come on to talk Eagles. Are you content this year? Because I'm not. The Sixers, have they taken the next step? Have they done stuff this offseason for you to say that they can take the next step from losing in the second round to actually winning the second round and reaching the Eastern Conference Finals? I can't say that. And who was that random player that you were good with in any sports video game that, you know, you were dominant with? Eddie House, 30 points per game? That would never happen in real life. That's your chance to win FanFest tickets right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, going down the shore? Now you can listen to 97.5 The Fanatic all the way down. Going down.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Download the free Fanatic app. Listen in the car on the AC Expressway, GSP, Route 55, and all roads leading to the shore.
Turn it up.
Listen in the shore house or on the beach or on your boat.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Listen to us anywhere. Download the app, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, Philadelphia, Anthony Gargano here with my childhood friend, Bob Marino, president of Sprint Garden Lending's Mid-Atlantic region, Bob House Biz.
Local real estate investors and developers love us, Ant.
Everybody loves you, Bob, but why?
For one, we are a private lender specializing in bridge loans to acquire, rehab, construct, and refinance properties to rent or flip in the Philly market.
And?
Two, we're faster than a bank and cheaper than alternative lenders.
How fast, Bob? You're fast. How fast?
We can close a loan in 3 weeks, and that's the key in this hot market, Ant.
Who's your model customer?
A developer who's fed up with bank regulations and wants a responsive lender.
What size loan are we talking about, Bob?
Around $100,000 to $2 million, Ant.
Your track record, Bob.
We've made over 80 million loans in just the past year.
Wow. Very constructive. Real estate investors, developers, you heard it here. Faster than a bank, cheaper than alternative lenders. Spring Garden Lending, helping to grow our neighborhoods. Stay tuned for more from my friend, Bob Marino. Now at Spring Garden Lending.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom! We're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Introducing new packages with more choice and faster speeds, like this great offer. Now through August 8th, get started with internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save on your wireless bill when you include Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including VTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-1843. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-1843. That's 1-800-700-1843. 1-800-700-1843.
This countdown to kickoff is brought to you by Meineke.
Birds QB Carson Wentz has said in the past that he will be ready for week one of the 2018 season. Wentz is running and throwing without hesitation. In recent practices, he looked mobile in the pocket, and his mechanics looked very sound.
Meineke, America's choice for auto repair. Right now, receive 50% off brake pads and shoes. Stop in for a $19.95 basic oil change. Go to Meineke.com to find your locally owned and operated Meineke.
Something's on your mind.
Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
What was that?
It's the sound of your cravings.
Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
This isn't gonna work on me.
The fiery flavor you can't stop thinking about.
Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
Welcome to Wendy's.
How did I get here?
Would you like to try our
spicy chicken sandwich?
Apparently. Man, I really underestimated that craving.
Get your craving under control with a spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's today.
Do it.
The Reading Fightin' Phils have been the AA affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies since 1967, the longest affiliation in all of minor league baseball. They play their home games in America's classic ballpark, First Energy Stadium. They have free parking, affordable tickets, food, and great family fun. Take your family to a Reading Fightin' Phils game to see the next Mike Schmidt, Reese Hoskins, and Scott Kingery. For tickets, call 610-370-BALL or order online at fightins.com. The Reading Fightin' Phils. Affordable fun, family entertainment.
Play ball!
It's the little things, like giving back to the communities we serve. That's why Peebles is helping bring classroom dreams to life through our Community Counts program. And you can join us July 18th through August 19th by making an in-store donation at your nearest Peebles. Your gift provides funding for local classroom projects and will help brighten the day for teachers and their students. You'll also receive a $5 coupon as a thank you for your donation of $5 or more. Peebles. Little things mean everything. Peebles is part of our Stage family. Offer exclusions apply.
Gargano in the morning. Martinez and Mays midday. Missinelli afternoon. It's Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast.
801 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew Salchunas taking you until 10 o'clock on this rainy Saturday evening. Right before we get back to the phones, I want to update you on the Twitter poll. We started the show, then I put it out a couple minutes before the show. We're just under 900 votes now. With all the moves that the Sixers have made so far this offseason, how do you think their season will play out in 2018-19? Join me tonight, 610-632-0975. The four options: lose in the first round, win the first round, reach the conference finals, and reach the NBA finals. Right now, the fewest amount of votes, 6%, say reach the NBA finals. I'm glad that it's only 6% because that means Sixers fans are not over the top, over optimistic with this team when they really haven't made that many moves in the offseason to make them jump all the way to the NBA finals. 15% lose in the first round. Yeah, that I can't believe 15%. I think that's actually pretty high. It should be less than that. 35%, this is where I'm at, win in the first round. That means they're going to lose in round two. However, 44%, the majority of the votes, is going to reach the conference finals. That means the Sixers will win in round one, win in round two. So if we look at what happened this past playoff, when they beat the Heat in five games but then lost to the Celtics in five, 44% of Sixers fans think they will not lose in five games in round two to the Celtics, that they will actually win a seven-game series against the Celtics or the Raptors. And the reason why I say Celtics or Raptors, Raptors were the one seed last year, and now they have Kawhi Leonard, so I think they're going to be a better team. And the Celtics were the two seed last year, so that means they have now Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward. They're only going to get better. So to me, the Sixers are probably going to be the three seed again. And if they end up facing the Celtics in round two or the Raptors in round two, I just don't think they're there yet. I don't think the Sixers are good enough to beat any of those two teams. I'm not saying that this season is going to be a total waste. I think we're going to see improvement from Ben Simmons. I'm sure he's going to have somewhat of a jump shot this year. Joel Embiid is probably going to have a borderline MVP-type season because he's going to have more energy deeper into games. There's going to be none of this back-to-back crap. Joel Embiid is going to be able to play in back-to-backs. I'm sure he's going to sit every once in a while. I'm sure every once in a while they're going to rest him. You have Amir Johnson, Mike Muscala. Maybe they give Joel Embiid a rest every once in a while. But I think he'll have MVP-type numbers because he's going to have legs underneath him because he's had the full season already. He's gone through the grind of an NBA season. Dario Saric is only going to improve. Markel Fultz is going to give you much more than he gave you last year because he barely gave you anything last year. J.J. Redick's back. Wilson Chandler helps you defensively. Furkan Korkmaz, if he gets minutes, I'm sure he's going to be able to help you with shooting on the wing. If they do bring in Kyle Korver, maybe that helps you in terms of shooting. The downfall of the Sixers last year was streaky shooters that weren't hot come playoff time and bad defense on the wings. They improved there. But they lost in five games to the Celtics. The improvements that they made, I don't think, get them to win in five games. I don't think they win in seven games. So that's why I can't say that the Sixers are going to reach the conference finals this year. However, 44% of the 900 votes now say that they will. 610-632-0975. Eagles conversation. How are you as a fan going into this season in 2018-19? I can't go in content. I'm saying Super Bowl or bust. I'm going to be sitting at the edge of my seat every single game. Every time there's a bad play, I will be upset. Every time there's a good play, I will cheer my head off. But I'm not going to sit there and say, well, they won the Super Bowl last year, so this year doesn't matter. And I'm afraid that there will be some Eagles fans, not all, but some Eagles fans that said, you know what, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I can die happy now. I don't care what happens this year. No, don't be content. Don't be content. Demand more. You're hungry for winning. And if you want to win FanFest tickets, give me that random player in any sports video game, MLB The Show, 2K, Madden, NHL, that you are good with. It can't be a star. Somebody tweeted in Marshall Faulk. It can't be Marshall Faulk. We could all be good with Marshall Faulk. But were you dropping 30 points a game with Eddie House like I was? Were you throwing 5 no-hitters with Gavin Floyd like my producer Pat Egan was? I don't think so. Were you throwing 300 yards and running 100 yards with Tavares Jackson when he was the quarterback of the Vikings? I was. I was better with Tavares Jackson than I was with Michael Vick. And they were pretty much the same player, just Michael Vick 10 times more talented. 610-632-0975. Rodriguez in Middletown. He's back. Rodriguez, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, I'm back.
Thank you for calling back. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Listen, you know what? I feel the same way. I don't have any confidence right now on this Sixers team. I have the same amount. Well, actually, I have, and I go back a long time, man. Listen, I heard you're a Temple guy.
Yes.
Yeah, so am I. Late 70s, early 80s. I'm an old man.
It's just a couple of years. I was 2016. A couple of years.
I'm an old man. But, listen, I love the Sixers. I got pictures with Moses Malone, Charles Barkley. I love the Sixers. Don't get me wrong. I go back with them a long time. But listen, I don't have any confidence right now on this team going to this next season simply because Boston, it has proved to be a better team, has better rookies. They beat us mostly with the kids, you know?
Yeah, without Gordon Hayward.
They beat us without the best players, so I don't have – have we made any adjustments? Not really. Have you seen the summer league? Some of these kids just are not good. Those picks that we had just a month ago, I seen them in the summer league. They give me no confidence whatsoever.
Yeah, but a lot of rookies aren't that great in the summer league. I mean, it's the first time playing together. They're playing with guys. Half the roster in the summer league, they're playing in the summer league hoping that they can get a spot on the G League.
They're just young guys. But listen, I think that Markel Fultz give me no confidence whatsoever. You know,
well, why is that? How do you have no confidence? I mean, he's going to obviously be better than he was last year.
Markel Fultz has given me no confidence that I believe that he's going to be even a better player simply because he seems to be intimidated. He doesn't seem to belong in the pros. Listen, I'm a boxing fan, okay? There were some great amateurs that just stunk as pros. It's just as simple as that. He may have done all these things as an amateur, but when he came to play with the pros, it's a whole different story.
Yeah, but Rodriguez, you got to give him a shot, man, and I appreciate the phone call. This is another thing I fear is the people that just call Markel Fultz a bust. I've said this time and time again on the air. You can probably search it on Twitter somewhere. I wanted Jason Tatum on draft day. I wanted Jason Tatum. I said it before the draft. But again, as soon as Markel Fultz was drafted, when they traded up to the number one spot to draft Markel Fultz, I wasn't saying this is a terrible move. Just because I preferred Jason Tatum doesn't mean that I was upset that they got Markel Fultz. Was I upset with what happened last year? Of course I was. I thought it was a disgrace how the organization handled it, and I thought it was a disgrace on how Markel Fultz handled it. Come playoff time when he wasn't playing, I'm okay with that. He wasn't ready. Just like I don't think he's 100% ready this year. But I'm not calling him a bust. This is his rookie year coming up. I know technically, in terms of the rule books, he is not a rookie. But this year, for me, he is a rookie. So there will be growing pains at the beginning of the season. But you can't say you have no confidence in the kid and that he's going to be a bust. Yes, we're seeing what Jason Tatum did, and he's doing a lot better than Markel Fultz. But you got to give the guy some... You got to be patient with him. 610-632-0975, Karan and Temple. Karan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing?
What's
man?
Up, dude?
I'm agreeing with you on this Sixer thing. I don't think we're going to go that. To me, we took a step back. I mean, I like Chandler. I think he's better than Ilyasova. But as far as everybody else, I'm like, I wanted a Wayne Ellington.
I was upset when I saw him go off the board. He was the shooter that you really needed.
Exactly. I didn't really want LeBron. I mean, I didn't care about if we signed LeBron or not or any other big. I wanted it, but I knew it wasn't going to happen. So I was more concentrating on the other guys. And most of those guys got one-year contracts, like Tariq Evans. He would have improved us. We need to score. So we really need to go get Crawford or and I even wanted Beasley. we just need somebody, because we have one of the best starting five in the NBA as far as the numbers. But that bench, we need somebody that can come off the bench and give us 18, 16, something. And well, we don't
but you're going to hope that you can get that out of Markelle Fultz. Even though he's going to be a starter, he's going to at least hopefully provide you with 15, 16 points per game. Because I truly believe, and I'm not Brett Brown, I'm not the coaching staff with the Sixers, but when I watch this team play, Markelle Fultz, I can't see him fitting for 40 minutes a game with Simmons and Embiid on the court at the same time.
No,
I think when they get their rest, when Simmons and Embiid sit down, that's when you're going to see Fultz really thrive and score points. At least that's how I look at it.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I don't think he should be in that starting lineup. That's why I agree with you again. I wanted Tatum, because when he went to that ACC tournament, he just went crazy. And I said, that's the guy. We would have had the monster. Everybody would have been 6'8 across the board with Covington at the two and Tatum at the
two. Or Covington's coming off the bench, where I think that might be a better role for him. And I appreciate the phone call, man. Yeah, but that's hindsight 2020. You know, we can't get stuck on that. I told you I wanted Jason Tatum, but I didn't get him. And you know what? It's over with. He's not on the Sixers anymore. He's on the Celtics. And you have Markelle Fultz. And Markelle Fultz will be an improvement this year. It's obviously he will be an improvement. He just has to play a couple more games. But if you look at the rest of this Eastern Conference, Toronto and Boston, they're probably the best teams 1 and 2. That's how I think it. The Pacers, who were the 5th seed last year, they got a little bit better. They got Tyreke Evans. I still think the Sixers are the 3rd best team, but the teams around them are getting better. And the Sixers sort of, you know, stayed on an even pace. Wilson Chandler, nice player, good, you know, wing defender. Mike Muscala, he'll probably give you better minutes than Amir Johnson, but what do I know? The rest of these guys, they're not superstars. The Sixers, yes, you can give me the argument that they will have another year under their belt, but you have to say the same thing for the other teams in the Eastern Conference. Let's go to Kevin in Redding. Kevin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Kev?
Hey, I was just listening to your point about the Sixers, and I was just wondering why we never heard any, like, some of the smaller free agents that went around, like, the Bulls just signed a guy from the Bucks who was, like, the 2nd pick. I never heard anything. I heard a small rumor that the Sixers might have been looking at him, but, like, it never materialized. Like, they were still really good players. Like,
you're talking about Jabari Parker, by the way.
Yeah, Jabari Parker, there you go. Like, he was a good, you know, he scored 20 points a season once. I don't know why we couldn't roll the dice with a guy.
Well,
like,
yeah,
that.
He has injury history. And
yeah, I'm aware,
don't,
but, like,
forget, Chicago is his hometown. So I think that's part of what went into him going back to his hometown. Just like this whole Kawhi Leonard thing eventually will go to the Lakers because he's from L.A.
That makes sense. It just would have been, like I said, I heard a rumor they were still with a nice little dice on a guy who has star potential. But, you know, Tyreke Evans, too, he's a guy that would have been interesting, you know, if we could have picked him up. And I would have been happy. But for the most part, I feel like the Sixers' whole offseason was just a complete bust. They didn't really do anything of significance at all.
I mean, you can't say complete bust, because bust means they're going to take a step back. I don't think they take a step back. I think they take a step forward, but it's like a tippy toe. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't take any leaps this offseason.
Yeah, and I'm not mad if they came out and sold us on the fact that they were going to grow organically and keep with these young guys. I wouldn't have been upset. But they sold that star hunting thing to us, and it just comes off as a huge disappointment that they couldn't get anybody. I mean, I don't, you know.
Who's your player that you have?
Well, I wanted to go Madden, and there's kind of an old school name that I'm not even sure a lot of people know about, but there was a cornerback from the Tennessee Titans by the name of Tommy Campbell, who back in, I want to say like 09, maybe Madden 10, was like he was 6'3", he was a 95 speed corner, and he was like shut down. Like, you can man him up with Calvin Johnson. It was like that.
Tommy Campbell, he played in 4 years in the NFL, and I appreciate the phone call, man. I'll put you in the mix. Tommy Campbell, 4 years in the NFL. 3 with the Titans, 15 games, 14 games, 8 games, and then 7 games with the Jaguars in 2014. Hasn't played in the league since. Yeah, that's a pretty random name. That's a pretty random name that you could be really good with. I mean, there was. That's why sometimes these video games are cheap. Like, I see people getting all fired up about the NBA leagues, the NBA 2K leagues that are on TV. Like, the other day I saw on Twitter, the best dunks from the 2K Sporting League. I mean, it's kind of cheap. If I'm scoring 30 points with Eddie House and I'm not that good at video games, it's kind of cheap. But that's definitely a good one. Let's go to Jason and Maple Shade. Jason, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, boss?
What's up, Jason?
Oh, man, it's cool, man. So my 2 points. First of all, the Eagles, I ain't worried about the Eagles, man. Listen, Fletcher Cox going to be the defensive player of the year. He got them three other losses on the line, man. We about to wreak havoc on every quarterback in the league. That's number one. Number two, my sixth point, we're going to make a midseason trade right before the All-Star break. We're going to get Damian Lillard. That's my prediction. I'm telling you, it's going to put everything over the top.
I would love Damian Lillard. I would take him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I mean, why not? You know what I mean? So let's go for it. So, and as far as my players concerned, I used to kill them with Detlef Schrempf, man, back in the old school 95, the NBA Live, like with the diagonal, seam running up and down the court.
NBA Jam or something like that?
No, I think it was like the early version of NBA Live. Like it was like in the early, like the late 90s or something like that, because I used to be a Seattle fan, and I used to kill them with Sean Kemp, but then when they would double-team Sean Kemp, I would just ask about the Detlef threes right in the corner every day.
But was he
like,
good? Was he a bad player? Like, if you look at his numbers, I wouldn't say that he was a terrible player. I mean, somebody gave me Sasha Vujacic earlier. Now, that's a guy that's a terrible name. I appreciate the phone call, Jason. That's a decent name. I'm looking through some of these on Twitter, and I'll get through more of them later on the show, because we got guys on the lines that want to give players. One was Seneca Wallace in Madden. Eric at Burgo Terro. Seneca Wallace in Madden. That's a random player. That's good enough to get you FanFest tickets. You just call in 610-632-0975. And to the previous caller's point about the Eagles, how he thinks they're going to be fine because Fletcher Cox is going to be, you know, a defensive player of the year. Well, if you think that, then you have to say that it is a Super Bowl or bust season. And you can't be content with the fact that the Eagles, who won the Super Bowl last year, just because they won the Super Bowl last year, you're okay with whatever happens this year. Because if you truly believe that Fletcher Cox is going to be even more dominant, that the rest of this team has improved from last year, how can you sit here as a fan and say, oh, I'll be okay, whatever happens, because, well, you know what, Super Bowl 52, the Eagles won. No, I'm hungry for more. I'm hungry for more. And that's why I'm also a little upset with how the Sixers handled this offseason. Because they didn't get the star. They didn't go star hunting, as we were told. Or star hunting, as Brett Brown said. And then he followed up with star developing. Well, that's to be determined. We have to figure out if Zaire Smith turns into a star. Or if Landry Shamet turns into a star. We'll see about that. Ben Simmons still developing, Joel Embiid still developing, and they're going to be superstars. Okay, that's two, but you need a big three to win right now. In the NBA, in today's NBA, you need a big three, maybe even a big four, and the Sixers don't have that right now. And that's okay. I don't think they're going to win a championship for a couple of years, and I'm patient about that. But when you tell me that the offseason, that you're going to be star hunting, and to me, unless you're tanking, you use the offseason to improve. Maybe on paper, the Sixers improved slightly. Somebody tried tweeting in and saying, well, they improved their cap. Okay, they improved their cap. Is the cap going to get them from 52 wins to 53 wins next year? No, that's just money. Unless they bring in a player with that money, like a Jamal Crawford. But again, is Jamal Crawford going to give you 8 more wins so you can be the top 2 seeds in the Eastern Conference and have home court advantage throughout the playoffs? I don't think so. So for the 44% of the people that say the Sixers will reach the conference finals this year, and for the 7% say the Sixers will reach the NBA finals, so that's 51% of Sixers fans think that they will either reach the conference finals or as far as the NBA finals. What did they do this year to make that step? To be able to beat either Toronto with Kawhi Leonard or the Boston Celtics with the return of Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward? What did they do for you to be able to say they will take a leap? Not a small step. That's a big leap because you lost round 2 in 5 games. So to win round 2, that's a leap. 610-632-0975. Matt in Northeast Philadelphia. Matt, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, man. Great show today. Love it all.
Thanks, brother.
Now, in terms of my Sixers point, I think we all got fed into hype with the old star hunting thing. I think we all kind of bit for it, thinking we were signing somebody, if not two stars. I think, you know, everyone fell way too hard for that whole comment. Now, in terms of where they finish, you know,
I fell for it too, because even when he was on the Mike Missinelli show, Brett Brown, the day after, or you know what, it was a couple days after the Sixers were eliminated by the Celtics in the playoffs. Mike Missinelli asked, and he couldn't use the names because it was before the free agency period started, so legal obligations. He said, we all know that there are three players out there, and he meant LeBron, Paul George, and a potential trade for Kawhi Leonard. And Brett Brown basically said, yep, we're going to go after those guys. And then he did the post-draft press conference saying we're star hunting. And you know what? They didn't end up with any of them. So it's okay to buy in, and it's okay to be upset that they didn't get any of them, because right now the Sixers haven't made any vast improvements.
Right, like I said, you know, I'm not expecting much out of this next season. I said if we get a first-round playoff, you know, victory, you know, I'd be happy with that. You know, if we make the conference final, I'd be, you know, okay with that. But, you know, like I said, I'm not really, you know, too concerned, you know, that much. Now, for the Eagles, you know, I think, like you said, it's Super Bowl bust. You know, every year we're disappointed. You know, next year's our year. Well, I mean, next year has to be our year because, you said, we're defending champs. So I think you have to, you know, you want it more, you know, because you want to keep the crown.
Yeah, and that's why I don't want Eagles fans being content with the fact, oh, you know what, they won the Super Bowl last year, I'm okay with whatever happens this year. No, if they won the Super Bowl last year, and you're trying to tell me that the roster got even better, then that means Super Bowl or bust. It has to be.
Right.
Who's the player, Matt? Who's the player that you're randomly good with in the video game?
So the crazy player, I think, was Tim Wakefield in MLB
yes.
The Show. That knuckleball was filthy.
Tim Wakefield.
I would play online, and that would literally just destroy people, that knuckleball.
Matt, and you know what? Playing online, I would hate guys like you, and I appreciate the phone call, man. You're in the mix for the tickets. I would hate guys like you because you would pick the Red Sox just to pitch with Tim Wakefield, and then you as the guy on the other side has to try to hit the knuckleball. You have no idea where it's going. Half the time, the game's lagging on you. It's buffering, so you don't even know where the pitch is going. I hated guys like you, but yes, Tim Wakefield, pretty random player. Obviously, very cheap. Very cheap in terms of a video game player, like somebody tweeted in J.R. Smith earlier. Yeah, J.R. Smith was very cheap. He was a cheat code in NBA 2K because the guy did not miss threes. 610-632-0975 is the number to call in to talk Sixers and Eagles. And if you want a chance to win FanFest tickets, give me that random player that you were good with in video games. I have Eddie House from 2K, Pat Egan as Gavin Floyd, from MLB The Show, or no, it was even MLB Triple Player, All-Star Baseball. It was an older game. And we've gotten Seneca Wallace on Madden. I gave out Tavares Jackson on Madden. Any sports game, that random player that you were really good with, can't be a star like Marshall Faulk, can't be a star like Jeremy Roenick in NHL. That's cheap. Give me a good answer for your chance to win FanFest tickets. Andrew Salchun is taking you till 10 o'clock right here on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. We are less than a week away from Eagles training camp. Keep it on The Fanatic as we get you ready for football with the biggest names in football. Brian Westbrook, Sal Pal, Adam Schefter, Jaws, Tim McManus, Trey Thomas, and more. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
This 97.5 The Fanatic Golf Report is brought to you by the BMW Championship. The Golf Association of Philadelphia's 11th Annual Brewer Cup, presented by Callaway Golf, took place last week at Old York Road Country Club. In the senior division, it was over Ray Thompson winning his third Brewer Cup, completing the Senior Slam, beating six-time Senior Player of the Year Chip Lutz. In the Super Senior Division, no surprises there, as five-time Player of the Year Don Donatoni from White Manor won his fifth Brewer Cup in 6 years. Respective qualifying medalists were recent Warner Cup champ Glenn Smeraglio with a 68 and Robin McCool with a 70. For The Fanatic, I'm Mike Rose.
It all comes down to that one moment.
Dustin Johnson, the winner of the BMW Championship.
Your favorite players, the top 70 in the world, will compete in the BMW Championship as the PGA Tour playoffs come to Arana Mint Golf Club, September 2018.
Jason Day is on top of the world.
Don't miss your shots.
Zach Johnson, your BMW champion.
Exclusive ticket packages are now available. Visit BMWChampionship.com today.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to Readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from, in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers hard to find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to Readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver
deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%. Get convenient, fast delivery and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
Eight-time Grammy winner, Jeff Beck. Paul Rogers from Bad Company and The Firm, celebrating his music from Free. And Ann Wilson of Heart, Saturday, August 4th, BB&T Pavilion. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com and charge by phone. Part of the Mattress Warehouse Concert Series. Jeff Beck, Paul Rogers, and Ann Wilson of Heart.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano, Tropicana, Atlantic City, the ultimate East Coast hotspot this summer. Check out the all-new Chelsea Towers, Chelsea 5 Gastropub. Enjoy dinner with panoramic oceanfront views. Cool off poolside at Cabana 5 Bar and Pool Deck with specialty drinks, small bites. Stop by Whiskey 5 Bar for an extensive whiskey list and a round of pool with your buddies. Don't miss Tropicana's free summer fireworks series every Saturday night, 10 o'clock, now through September the 8th. For more information, visit Tropicana.net. Gambling prop, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Join the Phillies during Toyota Alumni Weekend to honor Shane Victorino's retirement as a Philly with a free Big Head collectible. Friday, August 3rd at 7:05. Order at Phillies.com. Join the Phillies for Toyota Phillies Alumni Day, featuring a very special 2008 10th anniversary pregame salute and a Brad Lidge bobble figurine, Sunday, August 5th. Order at Phillies.com.
Real estate, environmental inspections, emergencies and disaster relief. Some things just need to be seen from the air, and nobody sees them better than the FEMA-certified commercial pilots of Influential Drones. Influential Drones has the best selection of high-end drones for sale or rent, and they also offer customized hands-on training programs as well as thermal imaging. For a free quote, call Influential Drones at 856-281-7545 or visit InfluentialDrones.com. That's InfluentialDrones.com.
If you plan to enjoy your lawn this summer, remember, so do bugs. Change their plans with Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. And right now, save up to $20. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and keeps killing for 3 months without harming the lawn. It's a long summer. Better plan accordingly. Right now, when you buy more, you can save more. Up to $20 on Roundup Bug Destroyer. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to tell you about the best cooler out there, Arctic Coolers. They're not your cheap plastic coolers. They are premium coolers that can keep your ice cold up to 10 days. That's right, 10 days. Order now. Save up to 60% versus the competition. All drinkware, now 20% off, including their popular 30-ounce tumblers, gallon jugs, and new sport bottles, which keeps ice cold for 24-plus hours. Hours, not available in stores, only available online at ArcticCoolers.com, R-T-I-C, Coolers.com, Arctic Coolers, overbuilt, not overpriced.
Hi, this is Armin from Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac, proudly sponsoring the British Open coverage on 97.5 The Fanatic. Shop 24/7 at ShopArmin.com. That's ShopArmin.com, closer than you think.
Sports talk for Berlin and all of Camden County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
.829 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew Salchunas taking you till 10 o'clock. FanFest tickets up for grab. You got to give me a random player that you were really good with in any of the sports video games. Dino Spumoni tweets in, and if you're a Hey Arnold fan, you'll know who Dino Spumoni is. He says Steven Jackson in NBA. I know what you're talking about. Steven Jackson, he was a guy that you could just hit a three and play lockdown defense with. And then Sterling TV 19 tweets in Pete Rose. Well, you must have been playing with a Legends team or something, but that doesn't count. Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. You know, he's a Hall of Fame baseball player. He's just not in it for other reasons. But you can't give me a name like Pete Rose. You have to give me a name like Steven Jackson. Or like Pat Egan said, Gavin Floyd. Or like I said, Eddie House. Or Jeff at Philly underscore sports 15 says, and Pat, let me know, is this cheap? Mike Allstott in Madden. Mike Allstott,
he was a Pro Bowler like every year.
Yeah, but he was a Pro Bowl fullback when there weren't many of them. You know what I mean? Like, I would say Mike Allstott's a good answer. I don't know if that's ticket worthy.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
about
you
that.
Know Mike Allstott, if you get into the 5-yard line in any Madden game, you just give him the ball and you're going to score.
He stole so many touchdowns from work done.
Well, I remember there was a commercial. There was a commercial a while ago. I'll try to find it during one of the breaks where I don't know if somebody was at the podium. I think it was Mike Allstott. And it was basically like, I want to thank Warwick Dunn for making my career, getting inside the 5-yard line and just letting me score the touchdowns. It was because that's exactly what it was. But not just video game talk. We're talking Sixers. We're talking Eagles. To me, I don't think the Sixers have made that leap, made that jump to be a better team. And when I say better team, I mean reach the conference finals. And that, to me, is a better team because you lost in round two. So to get to round three, which is the conference finals, you would have to win round two. And I don't think they're there yet. I don't think they're going to beat the Raptors or the Celtics. I think the Sixers have a good team. They may have slightly improved defensively with Wilson Chandler. But the rest of the team, the rest of the moves, what has happened for you to say that they are Eastern Conference Finals worthy? 43% of the people say they are. 610-632-0975, John and Gladwin. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing today?
What's up, John?
Yeah, I got a couple comments. Regarding the Sixers, the only way that I could see them moving up is Simmons would have to develop a respectable shot. Fultz is a key that he would have to, you know, I mean, he can take it to the hoop and quick off the dribble. He would have to get his shot together. And the bench would have to be better than the bench they had last year, and I don't know that it is.
And I agree. I think Ben Simmons will have that jump shot, and I think Markelle Fultz will improve. But a jump shot for Ben Simmons and Markelle Fultz giving you minutes this year, is that enough compared to the other teams in the Eastern Conference that have made moves, that are getting players back? I don't think that makes them take that leap. I think they are still a 3 seed. I think they win more than 52 games. I don't think they're taking a step back like people have said they would, but I don't think they're Eastern Conference Finals worthy right now.
Well, you could be right. I tend to agree with you, but the bench would have to be better. Better defensively, better than it was a year ago.
And it will be. It will be. Wilson Chandler helps you defensively, whereas Markel Bellinelli and Irsan Ilyasova kind of hurt you. But you also lost, you know, Justin Anderson, who played some minutes toward the end of the season defensively. I mean, that's just a late-minute kind of guy to play defense. Rashawn Holmes wasn't really playing at all. So there's some guys that they lost. Like, TLC wasn't playing. Whatever. Rashawn Holmes wasn't playing, whatever. Justin Anderson barely playing. So some of the guys that you lost, it's not really going to hurt you. But you did bring in a better defender in Wilson Chandler, and I appreciate the phone call, John. But is Wilson Chandler enough to get you into the Eastern Conference Finals? That is my question for you, because the majority of the votes are going toward the Eastern Conference Finals. And I don't think they did. And that's okay. Again, that means that the future is still bright. I'm not saying it's all over. I'm not saying it's done with. They're going to have enough money to get another free agent in 2019 if a player actually wants to come to Philadelphia. And if you look through the 2019 free agent list, there's a lot of big names out there, just like there were this year. But the problem is, even though you didn't land the big name in LeBron James or Paul George, you didn't make the trade for Kawhi, there were other free agents, middle-of-the-road free agents, that could have helped your shooting and that could have helped your perimeter defending. And you know what? They missed on some of those guys. I was yelling and screaming for Trevor Ariza long before the season ended, and he's in Phoenix now. You telling me that Phoenix is a more, you know, happening place than Philadelphia? You telling me somebody would rather play in Phoenix than Philadelphia? I know the dollar sign has a lot to do with it. But Trevor Ariza would have been a great fit in Philadelphia. You missed out on him. There were a lot of players that you have missed out on. Somebody brought up Michael Beasley earlier. You know what? I'm not a big Michael Beasley guy, but he's a name that could have scored. But I'm okay that he's in LA. I'm okay. I'm not saying I wanted Michael Beasley, but there are other players that were out there that you could have gotten. And you sat on your hands hoping that, I guess, LeBron fell in your lap or Paul George fell in your lap. And none of that happened. And now you're sitting here with the additions of Wilson Chandler, I would say Furkan Korkmaz because of how little he played last year. Zaire Smith, Mike Muscala, Landry Shamet. Like, did that draft alone push you over the edge to say Eastern Conference Finals? No. Not to me. Maybe Mikal Bridges does because he's more NBA ready than any of those guys, but you don't have him. Now you have Zaire Smith and you have a 2021 draft pick in your pocket that I hope they use to move at some point for a bigger player. Maybe a Jimmy Butler. Somebody brought up Damian Lillard earlier. But if they don't do that, what's the point? 610-632-0975. Dominic in South Philly. Dominic, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Dude, what's going on here?
What's up, Dom?
All right. A couple things. I feel like you're almost making my point for me, and this is what I'm going to say. So when he says star hunting and star developing, I take that for exactly what he's saying. So I think that we all did get excited, hoping that we were going to get one of those three guys. And I believe that they made all efforts for all three of them. They were discussed every time you heard about any of those guys. Well, with the exception of Paul George, you really never heard anything.
Yeah, Paul George is pretty much out of it. But you know what? They sat down with LeBron's agent. So that means they made a push for LeBron, and they didn't get him. And you know,
of course, these other teams are going to get better, too. But the fact of the matter is, I think the development part is the big part. So, in other words, we can't say anything until we see Fultz on the floor. Now, Fultz has given us the same crap that he gave us this year, then this was a friggin' failure. But if we see that these other guys like Korkmaz and Fultz and these guys are going to contribute.
And maybe even Jonah Bolden, right? I mean, Jonah Bolden, who struggled in summer league, so I'm not that sold on Jonah Bolden, but maybe it gives you good minutes, and maybe Ben Simmons can hit a couple threes this year. And you know what? Ben Simmons could play like an MVP. The MVP race could be Ben Simmons versus Joel Embiid, and then I might change my mind. But right now, on paper, they didn't do enough for me.
Well, this is the thing. I think, and this is the biggest thing, when you look at every team in the East, with the exception of the Celtics, what team has two superstars? And we both think Embiid, this is on the premise that we think Embiid and Simmons are superstars. Do we agree?
Yes, I totally agree.
Right, so what other team? What other team besides the Celtics has two superstars? I think that's the biggest factor.
Well, the Raptors do, Dominic, with Kawhi Leonard and Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry's a good basketball player. I would call him borderline superstar. So you have Kyle Lowry and Kawhi Leonard. And plus, they're just a good team. I mean, they were the best team in the Eastern Conference last year in terms of record without Kawhi, with DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry, and the rest of the players on that team. My boy Jonas Valanciunas, Lithuanian proud. But now they have Kawhi Leonard, so they're an even better team. The Pacers, who were the fifth seed last year, and the only reason why they were the fifth seed was because the Cavs jumped to the fourth seed because they had LeBron. They don't have LeBron anymore. And the Pacers played pretty well. If Victor Oladipo plays anywhere near the level he played last year, alongside Tyreke Evans now, this Indiana Pacers team is pretty good. Domantas Sabonis, another Lithuanian proud guy, he played pretty well. Thad Young is a pretty decent veteran for that team. Miles Turner, great center. I'm not afraid of the Pacers if the Sixers and Pacers matched up in a seven-game series, but they are a team that are still there. You can't just laugh at the Pacers. I think in a seven-game series, the Sixers win, but you can't laugh at the Pacers. They're better than you think. The Celtics have two stars. The Raptors have two stars, and so do the Sixers. So the Sixers have a shot, but Simmons has to improve. He has to be able to shoot the ball, and he can't turn over the ball as much as he did last year. Joel Embiid has to have more energy, which I'm sure he will. Now that he has a full year of NBA action under his belt, I think Markelle Fultz is going to give you quality minutes this year. But is quality minutes enough? That's not a big three. Quality minutes does not put you in a big three. 610-632-0975. Sixers, Eagles, are you content as a fan? I'm not. I want more. And who is that random player that you are good with in any sports video game? That's your chance to win FanFest tickets. One open line. Grab that, 610-632-0975. 1-800-919-0975. Chris, Andrew, Mike, Jay, Sean, you guys hang tight. Andrew Salchunas right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic reminds you,
if you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Download the Fanatic app. It's free and it's easy to get. Just go to the App Store or Google Play. Listen to your favorite Fanatic shows anytime. In the office, on the road, on the work site, anywhere.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Right now, your radio is being transformed.
Download the app. Listen now, anywhere.
This is
97.5 The Fanatic.
You've heard of a cool summer. Isn't it time for a smooth summer? Make a summer cool and smooth and do what I did. Throw out your old razor and switch to Harry's. I'll even make it easy. For a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry shave set with the code Harry at Harry's.com. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3, plus free shipping. Harry stands behind the quality of their products. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund for a limited time only. Harry's has a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with the code Harry at Harry's.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, the weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and the travel cover, all for just $3, plus free shipping when you use the code Harry at Harry's.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to Harry's.com today. Use the code Harry at checkout to claim your offer.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to talk to you about something serious right now. The exploding epidemic of alcohol abuse crippling our community. For those struggling with alcoholism, summer is no longer a time for the beach and barbecues. Rather, often a time when the vicious cycle of alcoholism is most apparent. Did you know that an estimated 88,000 people die from alcohol-related causes annually? Alcoholism is a serious, fatal disease. It's time we start addressing it with a serious solution. Recovery Centers of America is here to help you or your loved one break the horrific cycle of alcoholism. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit devonrecoverycenters.com. Recovery Centers of America at Devon admits patients 24/7 and accepts all major insurances. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit devonrecoverycenters.com. They will make arrangements for immediate admission. RCA provides free interventions and admits 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their team of care advocates is standing by right now, and they're ready to help you or your loved one get help today. So don't wait. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. Call now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-600-6316. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-600-6316. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-600-6316. 1-800-600-6316.
I'm riled up. The heat is on, and that's when some homeowners can get taken advantage of. When your AC unit breaks down during a heat wave, you need a contractor who will get the job done right. Riley Sales has 50 years in the HVAC business. We know the best. On a budget, not expecting this expense? Duquesne Air Conditioning is the right choice right now. Looking for a high-efficiency system with a service contract? We know the company for you. RileySales.com. RileySales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get the job done right.
The world's best soccer clubs return for the International Champions Cup. You've heard their stories. The triumphant victories that are rejoiced, respected, feared. Now they come together to compete in the greatest tournament on U.S. soil. Don't miss Juventus versus FC Bayern at Lincoln Financial Field, Wednesday, July 25th. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. On sale now. Champions meet here.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Attention real estate developers, Bob Marino's at Spring Garden Lending, specializing in bridge loans to acquire, rehab, construct, and refinance investment properties. Spring Garden Lending, faster than the bank, cheaper than alternative lenders.
Go to the contest page at 975thefanatic.com and register to win Jason Mertidis's Big Boy Toy Club prize for July. An Olhausen foosball table courtesy of Royal Billiard and Recreation, your ultimate game room store for over 30 years, offering a large selection of top quality products, styles, and trends. Online at royalbilliard.com.
A47 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Random player that you were good with in a video game. Like, really random. Eddie House. Gavin Floyd. Ryan Maloney gives me Paul Posluszny in NCAA 06, but Posluszny was nasty in college football. You can't give me Posluszny. You can't give me Jeremy Roenick. But Rick McMinn, he gives me Dante Stallworth. Now, Dante Stallworth, that is a good name. That is ticket worthy. Call in 610-632-0975. You give me a random player that you were good with in any sports video game, and you'll be in the mix for a pair of FanFest tickets. But the main topic of discussion, you can't just call in for that. Main topic of discussion, Sixers. Has this offseason been good enough for you to say that they can take that next step to reaching, I'm not even saying winning, reaching the Eastern Conference Finals? When I look at it on paper, I say no. I pretty much think that they are on the same level as where they were last year. They might just win a couple more games in the regular season. But as we all know, at least right now in the NBA, the regular season doesn't really matter that much. Unless it matters in terms of home court advantage in the first and second round of the playoffs, that's pretty cool. But you can win 60-plus games, or I think the Toronto Raptors won like 59 last year, and then you lose in the second round, you get swept by LeBron. Same thing for any team in the Western Conference that has a great season. You face Golden State in the playoffs, your season's pretty much over. So for me, the Sixers, yeah, maybe they win more than 52 games. Maybe they get to 55, 56. But if they're still the three seed, I don't think they beat either Toronto or Boston in the first or second round of the playoffs. 610-632-0975. Eagles conversation. Don't be content. Don't be content. You want more. You need more. Let's go to Chris in Elkins Park. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, how you doing? Not content with the Eagles just because I think their window changes once Wentz gets paid. And I don't see them being able to sustain a defense and get those complementary pieces on offense to keep, you know, their success going. I mean, when I think of the Eagles, I think of what's happening with Seattle right now, where, you know, they had deficiencies on the offensive line. They couldn't correct for a while. Russell Wilson's running for his life.
Yeah, but I also think that the Eagles know how they're building a strong offensive line. Like, the offensive line is already strong, and once you pay Carson Wentz, you're still going to have some of these guys under contract at that point, and they know what they're building for. In terms of the defense, they're not throwing that much money out there. I mean, you have Fletcher Cox, who's dominant in the middle. Brandon Graham's going to get some money. You gave Rodney McLeod a decent salary, but not that much. You didn't, like, overpay for Rodney McLeod. So I think in terms of the contract, once Carson gets paid, yeah, you're right. but there's going to be other players off the books at that point, either retirement or they just go to a different team. They take a big contract somewhere else. But you also saw this offseason guys take pay cuts because they want to stick around and they want to win some more. And that's a large credit to Doug Peterson and the culture that he's built.
I agree that the offensive line is a strength, but they're also old as a whole. I mean, with Newski, Peters.
Okay, that's two guys.
And Kelsey, that's three guys. Brooks and Johnson are in their prime, but they're not particularly young either.
Well, no, they're still relatively young, and you saw what Vaitai did last year. Once Peters went down, you didn't really miss a beat with Halapulivati Vaitai. He's going to be your left tackle of the future unless Lane Johnson goes over there. So you have three out of the five filled up right there. And Jason Kelsey, even though he's getting up there in age, he plays center. So he's going to be able to play a couple more years.
We'll have to see.
All right, what's your player, Chris?
I got, in Madden, Red Bryant.
Red Bryant? Not Des Bryant?
No, Red Bryant. He was a five technique. I think he was with Seattle when they won the Super Bowl, and he came over to Jacksonville when Gus Bradley was made the head coach.
Jeez.
He's like a run stuffer, but if you play him in a 4-3 at end, he just dominates the opposing right tackle. Like, he'll take him 6 yards deep.
All right, Chris, that's a good one, man. I'll put you on hold. That's a good one. Red Bryant. That's not even a name that you think of, especially when you go back to Seattle winning the Super Bowl. You don't think of Red Bryant. You think about the other big names on that defense. Richard Sherman, you don't think of Red Bryant. Good one. Mike in Southwest Philadelphia. Mike, you're at 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on? How are you?
What's up, Mike?
I got a couple of points. My sexiest point, I got a very good player that hopefully you can remember if you're old enough.
All right.
I guess my sexiest point first. First and foremost, I think Fultz, Embiid, and Simmons will all be very much better going into the season based off of everything I heard as far as their workouts and their training. And I also believe that towards the middle of the season to the trade deadline, they're going to make a couple of key additions that are going to help them with that push towards the playoffs. And defensively, I think they'll be way better, too.
Yeah, but what are these key additions? Like, basically what they did last year with Marco Bellinelli and Ersan Ilyasova?
If I were the Sixers, I'd call Toronto tomorrow, and I would either make a deal for Kawhi or Danny Green, or both.
What,
you can get Danny Green.
Hold on, Mike. So you want Kawhi for the season?
Yeah, absolutely.
But when he said he's, like, all signs are pointing that he's going to play this year, why would you trade for Kawhi when he's still saying he's going to L.A.? He is in Toronto. He still says he wants to go to L.A., but he said he didn't say. It's not confirmed that he will play this year. But Kawhi looks like all signs pointing he's going to play. Why would you trade him for 1 year when you still know he wants to go to L.A.?
Good question for you.
Go ahead.
Didn't Paul Drury say, was he adamant that he wanted to go to L.A.?
Yeah, no, you're right. And I made that case a couple weeks ago before the trade was made. But why would you just make another? I'm okay with him going to Toronto for 1 year.
But even if the Sixers don't trade for Kawhi, let's, you know, just put that in to say, well, they can trade for Danny Green right now with an expiring contract right now, and it will help their team both defensively and offensively.
Yeah, especially offensively, you need that wing shooter. Who's the player that you want, Mike?
The amazing
go ahead.
Mel Gray from NFL Football 94-95.
Oh, my God.
Mel Gray was invincible. It didn't matter what you did with him. He was invincible, and you couldn't stop him.
What position did he play?
I think his original position was running back. I could be wrong, but I believe he's running back.
Oh, Mel Gray is in the Hall of Fame.
Mel Gray is the man.
Yeah. Now, I appreciate the call, man, but you can't give me a Hall of Fame player.
Obviously, he's the man. He's in the Hall of Fame.
He's the man. Damn, man, I was so good with Tom Brady and Madden. You'd have no idea. Peyton Manning, when he was my quarterback in franchise mode, I won Super Bowls with him. Well, yeah, no crap. Give me players. Give me players that aren't stars that you were good with. Eddie House is my example at NBA 2K. Eddie House is not going to the NBA Hall of Fame. Let's go to Sean in Pine Hill. What up, Sean?
Yo, what's up, Andrew? How you doing, man?
What's going on, man?
All right, first off, we don't have a GM, so everyone is all, you know, with the Sixers getting all crazy. We don't have a GM, so we didn't make the moves. Relax. Still got the money. You know, Kawhi doesn't want to play for the Raptors, which I honestly think.
I don't know if that's true. I don't think he's going to sit out this year. Like you say, he doesn't want to play like long term. Yeah, exactly. He's going to lose money. That's why he has to play. Like, it's an investment on himself to play this year.
But here's my thing. That move makes the Raptors that much better. Because think about it. What are they, the number two team last year or the number one?
No, they were number one. They had 59 wins, I'm pretty sure.
And they got rid of DeRozan. They added Kawhi Leonard, who's the number five best player.
Yeah, they took a step up.
Yeah, so I think that's a great move that they made. But everyone that's all freaking out about the Sixers not making any moves, we don't have a GM. I mean, Brett Brown can only do so much. And then when that story came out about Kawhi didn't want to come, and then, you know, with Simmons and Embiid, I think that Pop leaked that for him. You know what I mean? Like, think about that.
Yeah, no, I'm sure Pop. Yeah. I'm sure they had a conversation. You know, what does Jason Martinez like to say? Back channels. Yeah, so you know where there exactly. were back channels that were made. You know, Brett probably called Pop and was like, "Yo, listen, is he gonna stay in Philly?" And he probably said, "No, dude, he's going to L.A. Like, it's done with." So that's probably why the Sixers didn't make a trade. And if that's the case, I'm all right with it.
The same with the Phillies too. Like, we're gonna get Machado next season. But and here's my player. It's Mark Brunell.
Oh yeah, Mark Brunell. You know, I'm gonna put you on hold, Sean. That's a good one. I don't know how you're good with Mark Brunell, but in terms of video games, you could be good with anyone. If you're good enough at it, I guess. Or if you're like me, Tavares Jackson, my quarterback in Madden, just have to do bootlegs all day. You either tuck and run or you dump it off to your tight end and you're doing pretty well. Mark Brunell, it's a good one. 610-632-0975. Sixers, Eagles, and the random player that you were good with in any sports video game, that's your chance to win FanFest tickets. We have 25 minutes of commercial-free radio coming up, and it's my final hour. I'm taking you till 10 o'clock until Checkpoint Radio comes on. So if you want to jump on, I got two open phone lines, first time in a long time, 610-632-0975, 25 minutes commercial-free radio. I'm going to start rolling through some phone calls. Andrew Salchunas taking you till 10 o'clock right here on The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan, 97.5, The Fanatic. On Saturday, August 25th, the Fanatic is holding the 5th annual Fan Fest from Xfinity Live. Tickets are free, but you have to win them on the Fanatic. Now, why would you want to take a beautiful Saturday in August and come to Fan Fest?
Here's what to expect.
Bikini Beach, beer, live bands, exotic sports cars, a London trip giveaway to watch some football, interactive events, Sal Pal, Eric Caramel, Ron Jaworski, and Tom McGinnis all on site. Super Bowl champion Brent Celek. And just added, NBA Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons. Ben is brought to us by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Fanatic Fan Fest, Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Brought to you by the Tropicana Atlantic City.
We're sending you there.
Stay tuned for your free tickets only from 97.5 The Fanatic.
Does your business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others, nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet from the provider who delivers. Plus, add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offerings 9/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. An additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FLEF000279. TNACL2006. AZROC307346. CACSLD1028256. ORCCB199939. Call for details.
This year is one of the worst on record for severe storms, and these storms are really taking a toll on homes, especially on roofs. Lots of roofing companies come out of the woodwork and take advantage of homeowners during times like these. They know you're desperate, and your home is vulnerable, and they hike up their prices accordingly. That will never happen when you call Roofing Nation. In fact, Roofing Nation is offering 50% off a new roof with 0% interest until 2020. Roofing Nation's expert installers use GAF certified materials and guarantee one-day installation of your new roof so you can finally rest easy that your home, your family, and all of your possessions are safe. If summer storms have wreaked havoc on your home, now is the time to replace that old damaged roof for a fraction of the cost. Call Roofing Nation now for 50% off a GAF certified roof and no interest until 2020, including lifetime shingles and a lifetime warranty. Not to mention one day installation. Call now 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. Again, 833-4NATION or roofingnation.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to tell you about the best cooler out there, Arctic Coolers. They're not your cheap plastic coolers. They are premium coolers that can keep your ice cold up to 10 days. That's right, 10 days. Order now. Save up to 60% versus the competition. All drinkware, now 20% off, including their popular 30-ounce tumblers, gallon jugs, and new sport bottles, which keeps ice cold for 24-plus hours. Not available in stores. Only available online at ArcticCoolers.com. R-T-I-C. Cooler. Arctic Coolers, overbuilt, not overpriced.
Good morning, my favorite daughter. Welcome to the Otto Hahn ride share. I'm your driver, Catherine Hahn. If you'd care for a beverage, just open the stow-and-go storage system and you'll find juice boxes and animal crackers.
Mom, not this again.
In-ride entertainment is available with the UConnect Theater. There's games, ads, and all my favorite movies already queued up.
Bored!
Here at Otto Hahn, safety is our top concern. That's why we only drive the Chrysler Pacifica. Here we are. I expect a 5-star review.
The Chrysler Pacifica. Up your van game. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
1-800-GOT-JUNK ads have happy music.
Because we're happy to crawl through your attic
and dig through your basement. We make junk disappear. Anytime.
Anywhere.
All you have to do is point. We drive clean, shiny trucks.
And wear snappy, happy uniforms.
Because we're proud of what we do.
We're the original
and world's largest
full-service junk removal company.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
I'm riled up. The heat is on, and that's when some homeowners can get taken advantage of. When your AC unit breaks down during a heat wave, you need a contractor who will get the job done right. Riley Sales has 50 years in the HVAC business. We know the best. On a budget, not expecting this expense? Duquesne Air Conditioning is the right choice right now. Looking for a high-efficiency system with a service contract? We know the company for you. RileySales.com. RileySales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get the job done right.
8-time Grammy winner Jeff Beck. Paul Rogers from Bad Company and The Firm. Celebrating his music from Free. And Wilson of Hearts, Saturday, August 4th, BB&T Pavilion. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com and charge by phone. Part of the Mattress Warehouse Concert Series. Jeff Beck, Paul Rogers, and Wilson of Hearts.
Get $10 in extra bucks rewards when you spend $30 on these sizzling offers and more only at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy. Start your day off right with select Kellogg's cereal $1.99 and save on select Dove or Suave products, BOGO 50% off. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
In the morning, Martinez and Mays midday, Missinelli afternoon, and Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
25 minutes commercial-free radio, 903, Andrew Salchunas, taking you till 10 o'clock when Checkpoint Radio comes on. Little reset of what we're talking about today. Couple open phone lines, 610-632-0975. The fun thing that we're doing for your chance to win FanFest tickets, or if you already have FanFest tickets, I know that you probably have an answer for this anyway. Who was that random player that you were good with or are currently good with in any sports video game? I have Eddie House for NBA 2K, Pat Egan as Gavin Floyd back in the MLB days. There's players setting, Seneca Wallace was mentioned, Eric Desjardins was mentioned, although I think he was pretty too good of a player for you to say that he was a random player to be good with.
Way too good.
Yeah, way too good. Bo Jackson, no, you can't give me Bo Jackson. But Maglio Ordonez, that's a good one. Oh, don't shake your head. That's a good one. He said I hit 100 home runs in a 162-game season with Maglio Ordonez.
Maglio Ordonez was an all-star.
Yeah, but 100 home runs in a season with Maglio Ordonez?
Yeah, because he was probably on easy mode. I mean, Maglio Ordonez was a good player. Don't discredit Mags. Mags was good. Mags. Look up Mags' numbers. Mags was good.
You're a big Mags
You're
fan,
putting Mags
you?
in the realm of Ross Gloden. I won't allow it.
All right, what about Adam Dunn, someone said?
No, he had 44 home runs every year.
But J.R. Smith is a good answer, as somebody said. Michael L. Shorter tweeted in J.R. Smith. He's a cheat code. I totally agree. So that's one way to win FanFest tickets. Give me a name of a random player that you're good with. Not someone, not a superstar, not Marshall Faulk, not Bo Jackson. Give me a random player that you were good with. You can win FanFest tickets. But the big topic of discussion today is Sixers related. And I asked the question, and you can find the Twitter poll at the station's account, at 975TheFanatic. With all of the moves the Sixers have made so far this offseason, how do you think their season will play out in 2018-19? The four options, and they're all in the playoffs. None of the options are miss the playoffs, because if you think the Sixers will miss the playoffs, you're ludicrous. 16% of the people say that they will lose in the first round of the playoffs. 35% say that they will win in the first round, and that's where I'm at. 6% say reach the NBA Finals. And 43% of the 1,000 votes say that the Sixers will reach the Eastern Conference Finals. That doesn't mean that they will win it, but that they will reach the Eastern Conference Finals. When you look at the moves on paper, they lost Ilyasova, they lost Bellinelli, Rashawn Holmes traded, TLC, Justin Anderson traded. Now, those aren't big names that you're going to lose sleep over losing. But you look at the additions. Wilson Chandler, good perimeter player on defense. Okay, I'll take that. Furkan Korkmaz, I'm calling a addition because of how little he played last year. So I'm also adding Markelle Fultz as an addition because of how little he played, and he barely played in the playoffs. Zaire Smith, they drafted, well, they traded for, got the rights. Mike Muscala, Landry Shamet. When you look at the names that they have brought in, they re-signed J.J. Redick, but it's the same, you know, he was on the team last year. What makes you think, by those additions, what makes you think that they will take a leap reaching the Eastern Conference Finals? That's a leap. It's not that they lost in seven games last year. They were one game away from making the Eastern Conference Finals, so that means they were just one step away. Now, they got beat pretty handily in five games by the Celtics. Yes, a couple calls here and there by the refs, by Brett Brown. A missed three by J.J. Redick. I get it. It could have been closer had things gone the Sixers' way, but they didn't. And you know what? They showed that they were a younger team, a team that wasn't ready to beat Boston yet. But they lost in five games. And with the moves that have been made this offseason, what makes you think that they can now beat the Celtics in a seven-game series? Or the Raptors in a seven-game series, who now have Kawhi Leonard, who is an improvement over DeMar DeRozan, and DeMar DeRozan's a good basketball player. The Sixers haven't made that move to make them take that leap to reach the Eastern Conference Finals. And yet 43% of the people that have voted on this poll are, to me, overly optimistic because they think they can reach the Eastern Conference Finals. They have not improved. Ben Simmons will improve. Markelle Fultz will improve. Joel Embiid will improve. Dario Saric will improve. Those four, your core, will improve. But if you're going to just give me that logic, you have to say the same thing for the Celtics. You have to say the same thing for the young players on the Raptors. You have to say the same thing for the young players on the Pacers, who are right behind you. Even though the Pacers don't have a big three or a big two like the Sixers have, they're right behind you because of the young talent that is grooming together, growing and getting better and getting more and more NBA experience. They had playoff experience last year. They lost in seven games to the LeBron James-led Cleveland Cavaliers. The Sixers have not taken that leap yet. And it does not mean that the process is done with, that it was a waste. No, they are going to win a championship one day. They will one day win a championship with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. I strongly believe that. But right now, this season, the offseason is meant to get better unless you are tanking. Right now, they have not taken that step to make me say that they are a better basketball team. Yes, they might win a few more games here and there. Yes, they will probably be more competitive in the second round of the playoffs against the Raptors or the Celtics. But they're not going to reach the Eastern Conference Finals yet, right now, unless the Celtics or the Raptors get upset in the second round of the, or first round of the playoffs. Or maybe one of those two teams have injury issues like the Celtics had this year. But you know what? The Celtics did pretty well in the playoffs, even with their injury issues. 610-632-0975. Do you think that they are going to reach the Eastern Conference Finals? I want you to tell me why. Because I just don't see it yet. Let's go to Jay in Jersey to kick things off. Jay, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening, Jay.
All right, I had a quick Sixers point, and then I actually had two entries into your video game discussion.
All right, go ahead.
So my Sixers point is, since they didn't, at least at this point, since they did not get a marquee free agent, I think the key time for this offseason is player development. You got to make sure that your guys improve. We need to make sure that Joel Embiid's conditioning improves. It is my belief that if Joel Embiid was in the shape that he's going to be in this year, that he finishes through contact on that layup in the elimination game.
What, against Al Horford?
Yes. And he finishes over the Australian guy.
Darren Baines.
Yes, who he got fouled by. So it's my belief that if he was in shape, he would be able to finish that in the fourth quarter. So I think that's step number one.
All right,
one,
so then you win game five, but, you know, then you still have to play another game.
Well, I also think you win two more games if Fultz and Simmons develop as well. So,
but those are big. Those are ifs. You know, those are ifs.
I think they
will all improve slightly, or maybe in Fultz's case, drastically, because he barely played last year.
But if you're just
looking at the roster on paper, they're not ready to beat the Celtics, and they're not ready to beat the Raptors. It can change. I can have a totally different tone come November, come December, just by watching the guys play. But right now. Because the big story is the offseason and the free agents and the trades, the Sixers haven't done anything for me to say Eastern Conference Finals bound.
I'm not saying they're going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. I actually think they're going to win one series, and I'm kind of on the fence beyond that. I think beyond the first round, it really comes down to matchups. What I do want to say really quickly, I want no parts of Jimmy Butler. The guy that I want, if they're going to still try to go big game hunting, excuse me, is C.J. McCollum, and here's why. He's not used to being the alpha or face of the franchise, and I think that'll be easier to assimilate into your culture than a Dame Lillard or a Jimmy Butler, because they have bigger egos.
I love C.J. McCollum, guy that can really defend people on the perimeter, a guy that can shoot, pass, score inside. Yeah, he's a great player, and I believe he's got 3 years left on his deal, so that would be a great move to make, and Portland's going to pretty much blow up that team eventually. Now, Jay, real quick, because we're up against it, what are the two players that you had?
All right, Jason Kaponu.
Yes.
I could give you about 30 points in about 10 minutes with him, just shooting threes. And I'm a Rutgers grad, so I used to play with Kenny Britt. And I used to light him up with Kenny Britt.
People wanted Kenny Britt last year? Jay, great call, man. I really appreciate it. You're in the mix for the Fan Fest. Like, it's strictly based off of Jason Kaponu. But, yeah, Kenny Britt, remember? Oh, man. Everybody wanted Kenny Britt. Oh, he's a speedster. He's the guy you need downfield. I think the Eagles did pretty well without Kenny Britt. Let's go to Stalin in Flemington. Stalin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's up, dude?
Yeah, so the Sixers. All right, you're right. I don't agree they had a bad offseason with the pickups. But I still think they'll get better because Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, their ceiling is much higher. So when they get better, even though the other teams may have good players, but I think they'll be better just because of those two potential Hall of Fame players that they have.
And I agree with you there. But Stalin, I'm not even saying that it was a bad offseason. Like, somebody said that this offseason was a failure earlier on in the show. You can't say that because I believe the whole time LeBron was going to L.A. If anything, I thought if he wasn't going to L.A., it would be to go to Houston. You don't get Kawhi, but it's a one-year deal. He's probably going to end up going to L.A. anyway. And Paul George went back home to OKC, so I can't say it was a busted offseason. It was a terrible offseason. But when I look at what they did do, they didn't do enough to take a big leap and reach the next round of the playoffs.
I agree. I think they're number two, depending on what happens with Kawhi Leonard, number three team. Like, they're two and number three in the East right now. If they get into the playoffs, I have trust in Brett Brown that he learned from last year. And, you know, I think Markelle Fultz would be a lot better than he was last year.
Yeah, Stalin, I appreciate the phone call, man. Yeah, you know what? They're going to make a little improvement. I've said it over and over again this show. They're going to have more wins this year. I think they win more than 52 games. It could be 53. So in terms of improvement, all right, they improved by one win, and we'll see how competitive they are in the playoffs. I don't think they lose in five games in round two, but I don't think they're going to win round two. Maybe they lose in seven games. Maybe it's a more competitive series because they will have the playoff experience under their belt. So I'm not saying that this offseason was a total bust because they did improve slightly. They brought in some better players, and the players that they lost, it's not like they lost J.J. Redick. They got him back. A player that they lost was Ersan Ilyasova. But were you going to pay Ersan Ilyasova $21 million over 3 years? No, you weren't going to do that. I think Marco Bellinelli got 18 in 2 years from San Antonio. No. Or Marco Bellinelli, yeah, sure. He did a lot for the Sixers to get to 52 wins in the regular season. Was basically non-existent in the playoffs. But Marco Bellinelli not worth $18 million. Rashawn Holmes was barely playing. TLC wasn't playing. Justin Anderson was barely playing. So the guys you lost, it's not like you took a step back because you lost those guys. To me, they just didn't take a leap forward. They took a baby step forward. Let's go to Justin in North Philly. Justin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Andrew, how you doing?
What's up, brother?
Listen, I got two points for you. Sixers point, then I got a video game player for
you.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Sixers are cooked.
Cooked? Why do you say that?
They're cooked. You can't win a championship with the way they're currently constructed. We have to find out if Ben Simmons can actually shoot the ball. And
yeah, but nobody's saying that they're going to win a championship this year. Do you mean like cooked, like the process was a failure, they're never going to win?
I wouldn't call it a failure, but I would say that you in this NBA, you need at least three stars, maybe four, to win the championship.
Oh, yeah, and of course. It's not even a big three anymore. It's probably a big four that's got to get you to win a championship. But moving forward, you also have to think maybe Kevin Durant is not in Golden State anymore after this year. You know, there's rumors that he might go to the Knicks, but then that scares you because if he goes to the Knicks and he's got Kristaps Porzingis there and it's New York, so who knows who else is going to go to New York alongside Kevin Durant.
Yeah, listen.
You have to say, even though Ben Simmons doesn't have a jump shot, come on. I mean, he's a great player.
I just think we look through the lens of the Eastern Conference. I don't think we realize how easy the Eastern Conference really is. Even if Kevin Durant does leave the Warriors, there's still a lot of great talent and teams out in the West.
Well, it's not that easy in the East. I mean, with Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors, the team that had 59 wins last year, they got better. Kawhi Leonard is a better player than DeMar DeRozan. Celtics are a great basketball team. And again, do not sleep on the Pacers. They are a good basketball team. So I wouldn't say the East is very easy. You know, it's easier now that LeBron is gone, of course. But I wouldn't say it's easy. Now, who's the player you had?
Listen, Mo Williams. On NBA
2K10. Oh, yeah, another guy that you could just hit threes with, right?
Listen, I didn't even use LeBron. I would drop 40 with Mo Williams.
Stop, you used LeBron. Come on, you drove baseline with LeBron just like as I did every single time. Justin, I appreciate the phone call. You're in the mix for the Fan Fest tickets. Mo Williams, it's a good one. If you went Mo Williams and Zydrunas Ilgauskas, you ran that pick and roll, or pick and pop, Mo Williams hitting the three. See, you know, me breaking down the 2009 Cleveland Cavaliers shows how much of a loser I was playing NBA 2K that much. But you had Mo Williams, Zydrunas Ilgauskas. They were a good video game team because you had LeBron, but in real life, they were a bunch of mutts. 610-632-0975, a couple open lines have opened up again. You give me a random player that you were really good with in any of the sports video games, 2K, the show, NBA Live for you weirdos, Madden, NHL, you tell me, and you'll get a chance to win FanFest tickets. Let's go to Jermaine in West Philly. Jermaine, what's going on, man? You're 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good evening. How you doing?
What's up, dude?
All right. I just have a couple points for the Sixers, and I have two players for your game.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. My point is with the Sixers, I believe that they can at least make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, only because, you know, did the Raptors team on paper get better? Yeah, but change is not always good for everybody. Now we just got to think about it for a second with Kyle Lowry. Now, he lost his head coach, and he lost his best friend and DeMar DeRozan and his wingman for the most part. So we don't know what kind of effect this will have on Kyle Lowry, especially when you have Kawhi Leonard saying, yo, I don't want to play for Toronto.
That's a good point, Jermaine, but I'm also not going to bank the Sixers making this two-seed or the one-seed because of a possible bad relationship between two players. Now, that again, I said it to a couple callers probably a half an hour ago. I said, my thought can change come November and December. Because right now I'm having this conversation July 21st based off of paper. You know, I'm not actually watching these teams play. Maybe Lowry and... Go ahead.
Do you really think that Toronto is going to win 60 games again this year?
In terms of paper, Kawhi Leonard's a better player than DeMar DeRozan, in my opinion. So if you add in that guy over DeMar DeRozan, maybe they get an extra couple of wins. So, yeah, I think they could be around 60 wins again this year.
But also, in terms of paper, it didn't look like the Sixers should have been a team that went over 50 games. But
no, and you're right. And Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid are only going to be better. You're right. But that doesn't mean the Raptors are going to take a step back because the Sixers are going to be better.
That's true. But it's just no guarantee that, you know, Boston is going to win as many games as they won, or Toronto. So you just never know. And Indiana is definitely a good team.
Yes,
you know. So it's,
I've been with this Pacers team since the beginning of last year. People laughed at the Pacers, but you know what? They're actually a pretty good team. Now, Jermaine, go ahead.
And just one more thing. And just with Toronto, the thing about Toronto that has me up in the air, because I seen a Cleveland team sweep them that had no business at all sweeping.
Right.
And they swept them. They made it look easy. So I'm just saying, like,
yeah. But then again, they get better with Kawhi Leonard than DeMar DeRozan, and it's regular season. So in terms of seeding, you never know. Jermaine, real quick, we're up against. Give me the two players.
On baseball is Jamie Moyer.
Yes. I tweeted that out last week.
He has this wicked curveball that, I mean, it's
a 12-6 and a circle change. Yeah, dude, Jamie Moyer. And if you were playing online, nobody could sit back and wait on Jamie Moyer. Who was the other one?
And I'm not for sure how to pronounce his first name, but his last name is Tatupe or something. I believe he was
Lofa Tatupu.
Yeah.
Or Lofa Tatupe, with the Seahawks.
He just be on every play. Every time you look up, you see him making a tackle, end on a tackle.
That's a good one, Jermaine. He was a typical Seahawks defender that was perfect for that scheme. It was Lofa Tatupu. He was perfect for that Seahawks scheme. If he left the Seahawks, I have to look up Lofa's. I'll look it up during the break. I'm sure if he left Seattle, he didn't have as great of a career, but he was perfect. He was a perfect Seahawks linebacker. 610-632-0975. We got one open phone line, so grab that real quick. Again, update of the Twitter poll. With all of the moves that the Sixers have made so far this offseason, how do you think their season will play out in 2018-19? Over 1,000 votes, just under 1,100. 43% of the people... I don't understand how or why, because you have to give me reasons why. 43% of the people think that they will reach the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't believe that to be true at all. 35% say win the first round. That's where I'm at. 16% say lose in the first round. And 6% say that the Sixers will reach the NBA Finals. So that means 49% of the people say Eastern Conference Finals are even better. I'm not there yet. 610-632-0975. Two more segments to go. Andrew Salchun is taking you till 10 o'clock right here on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Will Carson Wentz be ready to open the season? Can Doug Peterson have another stellar year calling the offense? Eagles training camp is less than a week away, and we're getting you ready for the season with the biggest names in football. Brian Westbrook, Sal Pal, Adam Schefter, Jaws, Tim McManus, Trey Thomas, and more. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Yo, Philadelphia, Anthony Gargano here with my childhood friend, Bob Marino, president of Sprint Garden Lending's Mid-Atlantic region. Bob, how's biz?
Local real estate investors and developers love us, Ant.
Everybody loves you, Bob, but why?
For one, we are a private lender specializing in bridge loans to acquire, rehab, construct, and refinance properties to rent or flip in the Philly market.
And?
Two, we're faster than a bank and cheaper than alternative lenders.
How fast, Bob? You're fast. How fast?
We can close a loan in 3 weeks, and that's the key in this hot market, Ant.
Who's your model customer?
A developer who's fed up with bank regulations and wants a responsive lender.
What size loan are we talking about, Bob?
Around $100,000 to $2 million, Ant.
Your track record, Bob.
We've made over $80 million loans in just the past year.
Wow. Very constructive. Real estate investors, developers, you heard it here. Faster than a bank, cheaper than alternative lenders. Spring Garden Lending, helping to grow our neighborhoods. Stay tuned for more from my friend, Bob Marino. Now at Spring Garden Lending.
Dealer doc fee of 114 not included. 0% financing offer on approved credit includes all 2018 Corollas, Priuses, RAV4s, and Siennas. Finance for 60 monthly payments of $1,616 for each $1,000 borrowed. Offer expires 7/31/18.
If you're worried about getting burned this July, you don't know Jack. Del Toyota is lowering prices as the temperature rises. It's time to beat the heat this summer. Get out of your swim trunks and into a new Toyota today. Del Toyota is continuing its quest to be the number one truck destination on the East Coast and has been selling and servicing trucks and SUVs for over 40 years. Plus, with the Del Toyota Vehicle Exchange Program, get out of your old car and into a new Toyota for the same payment as you are paying now, or maybe even less. 0% financing and no money down. Available every day at Del Toyota. Del Toyota is located 8 minutes west of Exton on Route 30 in Thorndale. Visit them online at deltoyota.com. If you're afraid you're going to pay too much for your next car, you don't know Jack. Si habla español.
Jack, sell them for less.
Oh, it's so quiet around here now that Dave has gone back to college.
Yeah, I'm just glad he got a new iPhone when we bought ours at T-Mobile.
Definitely. Hey, let's check out his feed and see what he's up to. Oh, look, here's a photo of him in the library. Oh, he's so studious.
Yeah, and there he is in the quad hanging with his friends. See, he's doing fine.
Oh, look, David just posted a new video. Oh, that's not... That is David.
Yeah.
What is he... Is that safe? Can we still ground him?
No, but maybe we should unfollow him.
It's that time of year when kids head off to college. So join T-Mobile and keep the whole family in touch. Because now when you buy one iPhone 8 and trade in your old phone, you get an iPhone 8 on us after rebate. Visit a T-Mobile store or call 1-800-T-MOBILE today.
If you cancel, remaining balance is due, plus tax for well-qualified buyers. Qualifying trade-in, port-in, service, and finance agreements required. $29.17 a month times 24, total $700. 0% APR, allow 8 weeks.
The Reading Fightin' Phils have been the AA affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies since 1967, the longest affiliation in all of minor league baseball. They play their home games in America's classic ballpark, First Energy Stadium, widely regarded as the top minor league baseball stadium in the entire country. They have free parking, affordable tickets, food, and great family fun. Take your family to a Reading Fightin' Phils game to see the next Mike Schmidt, Reese Hoskins, and Scott Kingery. For tickets, call 610-370-BALL or order online at fightins.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to tell you about the best cooler out there, Arctic Coolers. They're not your cheap plastic coolers. They are premium coolers that can keep your ice cold up to 10 days. That's right, 10 days. Order now. Save up to 60% versus the competition. All drinkware, now 20% off, including their popular 30-ounce tumblers, gallon jugs, and new sport bottles, which keeps ice cold for 24-plus hours. Not available in stores, only available online at ArcticCoolers.com. R-T-I-C, cooler. Arctic Coolers, overbuilt, not overpriced.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing at 975thefanatic.com. That's marketing at 975thefanatic.com.
Sports talk for Havertown and all of Delco. 97.5 The Fanatic.
I've heard so many people complain about this song being in the rotation. Let me just throw my hat in the mix there. Toto's Africa's got to get out.
Oh, this isn't even Toto's version. This is Weezer's version.
Yeah, so Weezer's version of Africa. It's got to get out.
Not only is it Africa, it's a cover.
I don't complain about the songs because I don't want to upset anybody, but there have been multiple complaints about this song. It's got to come out.
We can't afford the Toto version.
Speaking of complaints, I just want to mention this real quick. My main topic of discussion for the last 2.5 hours has been this Sixers topic. With all the moves that the Sixers have made so far this offseason, how do you think their season will play out in 2018-19? But the side topic for your chance to win FanFest tickets has been give me the player, the random player, not the star, but the random player that you are good with in any of the sports video games. And you know what? Pat Egan and I and all the callers that have called in, the hundreds of people that have tweeted in, have had a lot of fun with it. So if you're upset about it on this Saturday night, you're listening on Saturday night, and you're complaining about a video game side topic, I'm sorry to you. Let's go to Frank in Upper Darby. Frank, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
What's up, Frank?
So, the one thing I want to say is, like, people are, I think they're just overexcited. I think the Eagles was a gift and a curse. Why I say that is people are in this championship mood where they think everything needs to be done now. And I think that's the wrong attitude to have with the Sixers because we have two young superstars. Just imagine, Joel Embiid only has been playing basketball for 3 years, if I'm correct. All right, Ben Simmons is still, he's a rookie coming out of his rookie year. So they're still trying to build the thing. Like the idea that you just want to get somebody in here and win right away, it's not going to happen.
Well, now, Frank, and I like that you bring that up. I actually think it's split, and if it's not split, it might be 60-40 one way or the other. There are fans that are, because the Eagles won the Super Bowl, everybody wants more winning. And I think I'm more on that side. But there is also another side of that, which is the people that are content. And they said, you know what? The Eagles won. I'm okay with winning for the next, I don't need to see something for 5 years now because the Eagles won the Super Bowl. So take all the time you need, Sixers.
Yeah, the idea with me, I'm just really comfortable that the Sixers is relevant now because I've been one of the fans that's been with them forever. So I'm happy they're relevant now. But the thing I would say also, like, if you think about the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry was drafted in 2007. They never really actually got that formidable till like 5 years later. So you got to give the Sixers a chance. You
right, because they did a great job building the team around them, and then, you know, Kevin Durant helps, but they won before they even had Kevin Durant. So I understand that. The Sixers have time to move. I'm not saying that they have to win a championship this year, but all I'm saying is the point of the offseason is to improve your team unless you are going through a tank. And when I look at this team on paper, again, on paper, my tone can change in a couple of months, but on paper, I see the exact same team, just with different faces coming off the bench next year.
Well, you mentioned the four players that we already got rid of. I think we actually improved getting rid of.
Yeah, slightly. Slightly. So you know what? Instead of 52 wins.
That we actually played.
Yeah, Frank, instead of, I appreciate the phone call, man. Instead of 52 wins, you're winning 55-56 with Wilson Chandler and Mike Muscala and Zaire Smith. Wilson Chandler's the biggest one. He's the biggest name that you got this offseason. But is that enough for you to say this Sixers team is going to reach the Eastern Conference Finals because of Wilson Chandler? Is Mike Muscala going to give you amazing 10 minutes a game? No, he's going to give you quality minutes coming off the bench. Because I'm sure Amir Johnson's still going to be the first guy coming off the bench. I don't even know if Muscala's going to be on the team. And I'm just saying this, like, I have no sources. I'm just this weirdo talking on this microphone for you to hear. What makes sense about Mike Muscala coming here? You already have Embiid. You already have Amir Johnson. Does he just take the role of Rashawn Holmes? I guess. I'm sure that's what it's going to be. Muscala's going to be a better defender than Rashawn Holmes. He's not going to be as electric as Holmes, but he probably takes his minutes. But toward the end of the season, this year, like we saw last year, Brett Brown's going to cut down to probably an 8 or 9 man rotation. Who knows if he even plays? I don't know. When I look at this Sixers team, I don't see Eastern Conference Finals written all over it, which a lot of people do. They have to beat either the Celtics or the Raptors because the Celtics and Raptors, one of them's going to be the 1 seed, the other's going to be the 2 seed, and if the Sixers finish as a 3 seed, they are going to have to play one of those 2 teams in round 2, unless they get upset in round 1. So the Sixers will have to face either the Raptors or the Celtics in round 2, and I just don't know if that happens. Or if it does happen, I just don't know if they win. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Travis in Philly. Travis, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How you doing?
What's up, Travis?
Oh, what's up? All right, I got a couple things about the Sixers. I really don't think Brett Brown did too bad of a job with the free agency because the way these stars and everything flip-flop, even like with Paul George, he didn't give anybody a meeting. And with Kawhi Leonard, I think that Pop really probably wanted too much for Kawhi to come over just for the 1 year rental.
Yeah, no, I agree. When I think about the deal, I feel like the Sixers probably could have done a better deal to get him for 1 year, but I was worried about losing him after 1 year. So I was okay with them not getting Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, and then I think the East, mark my words, the East, and I'll give it maybe next year or a couple of years, the East is really going to get real interesting because, like you said, Kawhi doesn't want to stay in Toronto. And if I was Kawhi, even if I did think about staying in Toronto, I don't think I would trust the GM after what he did to DeRozan. And with Kyrie Irving, I think him and Jimmy Butler are going to play either in New York or Brooklyn, one of those two markets.
Yeah, that's actually, yeah, New York is obviously going to be a big landing spot for a lot of people, especially if Kevin Durant goes out there. You know, it's going to be a landing spot for a lot of people to go out there. Who's the player that you had that you were randomly good with?
I got two players from NBA Live. I can't remember the year, but when Wally Szczerbiak played with the Timberwolves. And
yeah, that was when KG was on that team.
Yep. Sam Cassell.
Sam Cassell, yes.
And I got a player for NBA for 2K this year, Thon Maker.
You know what? I'll give you Wally Szczerbiak. I'm going to put you on hold. But Thon Maker, he's actually a pretty good basketball. I mean, he's not a star. He's not an all-star. I'm giving you Wally Szczerbiak because that's just a random name. Guy that can shoot. You know, but I don't know if I can say Thon Maker is a random player that you're good with. I think Thon Maker, in terms of video games nowadays, in terms of today's NBA, that's probably a name that you could be good with. A lot of people could be good with. Let's go to Caleb in Worcester. Caleb, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, I'm glad to be on the show. I listen every day.
Thanks for calling in, man.
I think, the way it's going to play out, I think a lot of it's going to have to do with seeding. And I think that, the Kawhi controversy kind of takes over, and then firing Dwayne Casey, I think it hurts chemistry a lot. I think chemistry does matter a lot on a team. And I think, obviously the Cavs take a step back from losing LeBron. I think the way it's going to work out the seeding is that the Celtics getting Kyrie back and getting Gordon Hayward back, I think they're definitely going to be the first seed, hands down. I think that the 76ers are going to be the second seed. I think they improve. I think they're better than the Raptors. I think that they're going to have a pretty easy path to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Wait, so you think the Sixers are better than the Raptors?
I think so. I think the controversy and just
so you're just because of controversy. And I get it; it's a big deal. I'm not gonna write that off. But right now, we don't know. Like Caleb, we don't know. We don't know what it's going to look like come late October, early November, right, December with Kawhi Leonard on that team. You could be totally right. Kawhi Leonard could go there. He could, have a hissy fit and end up not playing. And you know what? Then that means the Raptors took a step back because they lost one great player in DeMar DeRozan and they're not getting anything out of Kawhi Leonard. But if he plays and he plays to try to make a lot of money, which I feel like he will, that's a pretty good basketball team. And I can't just say, I think the Sixers are better than the Raptors. Like, are you saying that as a Sixers fan, or do you truly believe they are better than the Raptors right now?
Honestly, I think if Markelle Fultz does turn out to be pretty good, I honestly think there's just a little more depth there. I think the 76ers might just be a bit better. I think in terms of seeding, they might be the second seed. It might be
all close. Right, and you know what? And if they are the second seed, Caleb, I do believe that they do get to the Eastern Conference Finals unless right. they face right. Don't forget, if the Raptors finish as the third seed, the two seed would play the three. So the Celtics were the two seed last year. That's why the Sixers faced them in the second round. If the Sixers are the two seed and the Raptors are the three seed and they both move on, you still have to face them in a 7-game series. It would be competitive. Right now, I still have the Raptors winning. But like you said about this whole Kawhi Leonard thing, and I appreciate the phone call, man, we don't know how it's going to work out. We don't know how they're going to fit. I don't want to sound like a hypocrite because I said time and time again, LeBron James, it doesn't matter about fit with LeBron because he's LeBron James. Kawhi Leonard's a top five player. So maybe it doesn't matter about fit. Kawhi Leonard's a much better DeMar DeRozan. Much better. And DeMar DeRozan's a good basketball player. That's why I can't sit here right now and say the Sixers are better than the Raptors. And even if the Sixers do better in the regular season, win more games than the Raptors, come playoff time, I can't help but put my money on the team who has a former NBA championship MVP award winner, and that was Kawhi Leonard. You add that with Kyle Lowry. Now, of course, the Raptors in recent years, haven't had success, especially in the second round. They'll lose to LeBron, and that's out. But LeBron is not on the Sixers. The Sixers have a great team. The Sixers have a very bright future. But right now, heading into the 2018-19 season, I can't say that they are built enough to actually win the Eastern or reach the Eastern Conference Finals, let alone win it. Over 1,000 votes, 43% of the people say reach the Eastern Conference Finals. I think I've been able to talk some people into agreeing with me because it is now up to 35% of the people voting win the first round, and that's it. 610-632-0975. Again, give me a random player. I know somebody was upset that I'm doing this side topic because video games is too much for them. Give me a random player that you were good with in the show or 2K or Madden or NHL, if you call in 610-632-0975, that random player that you were good with, another one for me, Juan Encarnacion in MLB The Show. Not Edwin Encarnacion, not the superstar, Juan Encarnacion. That's another random player. You give me one of those, I'll get you in the mix for FanFest tickets. Sixers topic on the table. One more segment to go. I will update the Twitter poll for you. John, Vinny, and Bill, hang tight. I will get to you on the other side. Andrew Salchunas taking you till 10 o'clock right here on The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic reminds you,
if you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Hello? Download and listen down the shore for Fanatic fun in the sun all summer long.
Watch the transform, please.
The app is free and it's easy to get. Listen anywhere. Just go to the App Store or Google Play.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Hey. Download the app now. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Coming this summer. Be there.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't-do-this-anywhere-but-Pennsylvania summer. So grab a Labatt Blue and dive headfirst into the days that will be anything but forgettable. Then float down river so hard, you'll win a relaxation trophy. And after a day of water skiing, end with a bonfire before doing it all over again. Soak it in today with a limited edition Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light Loving Pennsylvania cans, celebrating the places that make PA summers so special. Labatt and 97.5 The Fanatic want to make your summer memorable and adventurous with Labatt Blue's Day Off Down the Delaware. Enjoy an afternoon with your friends tubing down the Delaware. Thursday, August 30th, we'll tube down the Delaware with some of your favorite Fanatic hosts and the Labatt Blue girls. We'll finish the day with a post-party at Artie's Sports Bar. To register, simply go to the contest page of 97.5thefanatic.com.
Yo, Philadelphia, Anthony Gargano here with my childhood friend, Bob Marino, president of Sprint Garden Lending's Mid-Atlantic region, Bob How's Biz.
Local real estate investors and developers love us, Ant.
Everybody loves you, Bob, but why?
For one, we are a private lender specializing in bridge loans to acquire, rehab, construct, and refinance properties to rent or flip in the Philly market.
And?
Two, we're faster than a bank and cheaper than alternative lenders.
How fast, Bob? You're fast. How fast?
We can close a loan in 3 weeks, and that's the key in this hot market, Ant.
Who's your model customer?
A developer who's fed up with bank regulations and wants a responsive lender.
What size loan are we talking about, Bob?
Around $100,000 to $2 million, Ant.
Your track record, Bob.
We've made over 80 million loans in just the past year.
Wow. Very constructive. Real estate investors, developers, you heard it here. Faster than a bank, cheaper than alternative lenders. Spring Garden Lending, helping to grow our neighborhoods. Stay tuned for more from my friend, Bob Marino, now at Spring Garden Lending.
I'm Greg Miner. As the founder of a small business, I know firsthand how difficult it can be to manage through cash flow problems. When I tried to borrow money, the banks wouldn't touch me, and I got a lot of fast talk from loan brokers. That's why we founded Merchant Capital Source 10 years ago, to help small business owners like you get the funding you need without getting the runaround. We'll fund your business from $5,000 to $200,000, and because we're a direct lender, there's no middleman to cause delays or cost you money. If you've been in business for 6 months and have sales of at least $15,000 per month, we can approve you within hours and put cash in your account within 3 days. The process is fast and easy, and the best part is that no tax returns, financial statements, or business plans are necessary. Experience the Merchant Capital Source difference and get cash for your business today.
Apply online at mcscash.com or call 800-900-9654. That's 800-900-9654. 800-900-9654. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License.
I'm riled up. The heat is on, and that's when some homeowners can get taken advantage of. When your AC unit breaks down during a heat wave, you need a contractor who will get the job done right. Riley Sales has 50 years in the HVAC business. We know the best. On a budget, not expecting this expense, Duquesne Air Conditioning is the right choice right now. Looking for a high-efficiency system with a service contract? We know the company for you. RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y Sales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get the job done right.
Eight-time Grammy winner, Jeff Beck. Paul Rogers from Bad Company and The Firm. Celebrating his music from Free. And Ann Wilson of Heart. Saturday, August 4th, BB&T Pavilion. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com and charge by phone. Part of the Mattress Warehouse Concert Series. Jeff Beck, Paul Rogers, and Ann Wilson of Heart.
It all
comes down to that one moment.
Dustin Johnson, the winner of the BMW Championship.
Your favorite players, the top 70 in the world, will compete in the BMW Championship as the PGA Tour playoffs come to Aronimink Golf Club, September 2018.
Jason Day is on top of the world.
Don't miss your shots.
Zach Johnson, your BMW champion.
Exclusive ticket packages are now available. Visit BMWChampionship.com today.
Good morning, my favorite daughter. Welcome to the Otto Hahn ride share. I'm your driver, Catherine Hahn. If you care for a beverage, just open the stow-and-go storage system and you'll find juice boxes and animal crackers.
Mom, not this again.
In-ride entertainment is available with the UConnect Theater. There's games, apps, and all my favorite movies already queued up.
Bored!
Here at Otto Hahn, safety is our top concern. That's why we only drive the Chrysler Pacifica. Here we are. I expect a 5-star review.
The Chrysler Pacifica. Up your van game. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hi, this is Armin from Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac. Proudly sponsoring the British Open coverage on 97.5 The Fanatic. Shop 24/7 at ShopArmin.com. That's ShopArmin.com. Closer than you think.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. Brought to you by Ron Jaworski Golf, the Aviation Institute of Maintenance, and Renew Sleep Solutions. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win.
.45 last segment for myself, Andrew Salchunas, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Taking you till 10 o'clock. I'll be followed by Checkpoint Radio. I know you're all excited for that, but before we get back to the phones, I gotta let you know that this weekend's programming is brought to you by Murray Kia. Hurry into Murray Kia in Conshohocken for America's best value summer event. Let's go out to the phones and talk to John in Northeast Philadelphia. John, you're on The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
What's up, John?
Well, I'm sorry if my throat's messed up. I'm coming back from the Union game tonight.
So, I heard there was a big win, right?
No, loss. They lost 3-1. It was terrible, and it was wet and cold.
I thought once the World Cup ended that the sport of soccer just finished.
Yeah,
there's other teams. Totally I forgot. Over. My
yeah,
fault.
Yeah. There's nobody cares anymore, except me. I want to talk on the Sixers real quick. I think they're pretty much staying stationary. I don't think they've made any really big moves this year that have, like, made me think that they're going to get past the 60-win mark or even the 55-win mark. I see them probably getting out in round two, more than likely. If Kawhi sits out, that's definitely, you know, that's going to change some things. But I don't see him sitting out this year. It's going to ruin his stock. That means he'll be playing 9 games in 2 years.
Yeah, he has to play. If he wants to make a max contract in the future or a big deal with the Lakers, he has to put an investment on himself, and that means playing basketball.
Yeah. I mean, I even think to a certain extent, it actually takes him out of the running for a top 3 player in the league or a top 5 player in the league if he sits out this year. Because who knows what that injury last season really did to him. Without him playing and proving himself to still be top caliber, I don't know. So I need to see him play for me to say, you know, the Sixers are getting out in round two. And I wanted to talk. There was two players, obscure players.
Yeah, go ahead.
NBA 2K18. My buddy, we did a random all-time team game. So he got the 15-16 Golden State Warriors. And there was a player on my team. I had the 73-74 Hawks, Atlanta Hawks. And they had a guy named Tree Williams. He was their center. This dude was an absolute monster. I had just started playing. My buddy was well-experienced. I dismantled him with this center, Tree Williams.
I remember hearing the name, but Tree Williams, it doesn't even pop up. Facebook profiles pop up. So that's how you know somebody's not in the top of people's minds.
Has to be unknown. I had never heard of him before, but he totally dismantled this all-time all-time Golden State team.
Are you sure it wasn't Tree Rollins?
Maybe that was it, actually. Yeah, I think that was actually it.
All right, I appreciate the phone call, man. Sorry that the Union lost for you. The Union. Hey, listen, go Union. 610-632-0975. I have another name. This one came on Twitter. Josh Gansky, Terrell Pryor in Madden, but not the receiver Terrell Pryor. back when he was a quarterback. He said nobody could stop him when he ran the option. That's a good one. It's a good random player. Let's go to Vinny in Southwest Philadelphia. Vinny, on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, good evening, Drew.
What's up, Vinny?
Not much. I just want to touch on the Sixers. I think the job Brett Brown was doing a good job, in my opinion. He had to really deconstruct that bench, that whole roster, and make it kind of work. Because the Colangelo dynasty, he botched it, Drew. The last 2 years, we have got nothing out of none of the draft picks besides one player, Ben Simmons.
So you're blaming Colangelo?
Not blaming. I'm saying it's a lot of stuff he left behind that has to be cleaned up.
Yeah, but you also have to say he did a good job bringing in Ersan and Marco Bellinelli during the season last year. That put them over the hump to get the 52 wins. You have to give him credit where credit is due.
You hear what I said, Drew? I said, me, you go back to what I said, draft picks.
Okay, what if Markel Fultz turns out to be a good basketball player? That was his pick.
But okay, there's a lot of what ifs. I'm not a what if guy.
All right, yeah.
I'm definitely, and
I hear you. Like, TLC, when I saw that the Sixers drafted Timothée Luwawu-Cabarrot, right. I looked at it cross-eyed because he's too small to play the three and he's too slow to play the two. Timothée Luwawu-Cabarrot does not belong in the NBA.
We can talk about it. He moved up to the draft to get another guy, Palenka. I don't even know his name. Boxed a couple second-round picks. All right, let's not go there. I'm just saying, so Brett Brown got to deconstruct that. He got to get his players in. He's doing a great job so far.
Yeah, but Colangelo did get everyone's darling, Jonah Bolden. Nobody watched a second of him play, but Jonah Bolden's apparently a superstar.
Brett Brown, see, that's what he did. He was smart. He had to bring him in and see what he looked like. We had to see what the player looked like. We got to see can Cork Miles play.
Yeah.
You gotta see.
No, I hear you, Vin. I have confidence in Brett Brown just like you do, and I appreciate the phone call. Like, I've done shows where people have tried, like when the topics of trying to fire Brett Brown came up, where I thought people were ridiculous saying that, but said, oh, bring in Jay Wright, he's going to be a better head coach. Like, you don't know that. Jay Wright has never coached a second in the NBA, whereas Brett Brown has, and he's done a pretty good job when he's at a real roster. Yeah, you know what? Brett Brown has had a decent offseason. He hasn't done anything that will push the Sixers over the edge to reach the Eastern Conference Finals, in my opinion. Definitely won't reach the NBA Finals. But for what he had, for very, very limited front office experience, he did an okay job. The Sixers, in my opinion, improved. I think they will win more games. I just don't think they will make a big step. Another random name, TJ from Roxborough, 65 home runs with Rocco Baldelli. That is a good name. Rocco Baldelli.
Was almost a Philly.
Yes, almost a Philly. And then he's with the Rays, or was with the Rays, correct?
Yeah, he had a degenerative... he was always tired.
He was always tired. I remember that. And he played... Was he on the Rays when they reached the World Series?
If he was, he was a bench piece at that time, because he... Unfortunately, he kind of had that early on in his career.
Yeah, exactly. He was always tired. I think he was
the highest drafted player from Vermont.
Wow.
So all those people that are criticizing our side topic, that's what you get from that. You learn.
You get Rocco Baldelli, Baldelli trivia. Let's go. Let's close things off with Michael in North Wales. Michael, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys. Thanks for letting me close the show out.
Thanks for calling,
thanks. I got, so I have two points and then two quick obscure kind of players, more for the obscurity of their ability in the game than really who they were. But my 2 points are, one, I think we really need to feel fortunate being a four-sport city, and all four teams are playoff-bound and can make a push if they make the right decisions.
Yeah,
and I think
totally.
We don't think about it. I think we don't appreciate that enough.
Because we're living in the moment. And right now, NBA free agency was such a hot-button topic. Right now, now the Phillies are winning games, but everybody wants a trade. Like, everybody wanted Manny Machado. So did I. I was not willing to give up Sixto Sanchez, but people were actually upset because right now the Phillies are doing well, and everybody wants them to win a championship, a World Series. Even though they're not there yet, they were willing to give up their top prospect for Manny Machado.
Yep. And then my second is, the only thing that scares me about the Sixers is, while they're the better team going into this year, they went on an insane run in the end of the year to win 52 games. So they're going to have to play super consistent all year to win.
And they will be more consistent at the beginning of the year. They blew a lot of fourth quarter leads, and it was because they didn't have the depth. It's because they didn't have good enough players. When Marco Bellinelli and Irsan Ilyasova came in, that's why they went on that big run. And I think they Wilson Chandler's a better piece than Irsan Ilyasova. Yep. J.J. Redick is here again. I'm sure they will add another shooter. I'm really hoping Jamal Crawford, somebody to replace Marco Bellinelli. I think they will be more consistent in the beginning of the season, and they won't lose as many fourth quarter leads.
That's my only concern. That my two players are, I don't know if you remember the far back for this, but Tom Chambers at one point in a really old basketball game.
Did you tweet that in?
No.
Somebody tweeted in Tom Chambers.
But he used to be able to dunk from the three-point line. The guy couldn't dunk from the three-foot line. But he used to
Are you sure it wasn't NBA Jam, that cartoon game where people could jump?
No, it wasn't. It was like Lakers versus Celtics or Bulls versus Blazers. Like one of those weird, obscure games. And then the other guy is Detlef Schrempf from the Sonics. Used to be able to make a shot.
Somebody actually called and gave that one. I appreciate the phone call, man. We just got to close things off. It was a great show tonight. A lot of fun. Thank you, everybody, for calling in, tweeting in, whether it was talking Sixers or if you wanted to give that random player. Pat Egan, great job producing the show today. Just a bang-up job as always, Pat Egan. Seriously. Follow him on Twitter, @Pat_Egan. I know he wants it. Checkpoint Radio next, right here on The Fanatic.